live, ladies and gentlemen, Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. We've got exclusive intel from law enforcement intelligence agencies of impending Islamic terror attacks. Wars.
Tomorrow's news, today.
It's all coming up.
Between the time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
The story you're about to see is true. All of it is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group through it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order. Death to the New World Order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag and we're sick and tired of it. The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Google is evil.
Alex Jones, he was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
This grid holds the key to the future of humanity.
Master Control, I feel we have an intruder. Someone is hacking into the system.
Sir, no, it don't. The intruder is a user and an info warrior. Eliminate him.
You picked the wrong user to fight, Sark. I'm an info warrior. Your program's corrupt, and I'm here to erase it.
No! No! No!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tuesday, December 16, 2025. It's 11:04 and 26 seconds. We're going to go to break for 1 minute. 400-plus radio stations and TV stations join us after that, and we launch the main transmission. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene exclusively on and other big guests. We have massive breaking news on so many fronts. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's. If you're watching on Rumble or Real Alex Jones on X, share those live feeds now. You are the Paul Revere's. Take action now. Massive transmission. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. December 16th, 2025. Start your engines. The real war with humanity has just begun.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
We want 10 billion more of your tax dollars. Look at me, I am your president now.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms.
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective. Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
In the year 3000, I broke the mold. Came back to life, no wife, I'm in the cold. On a journey for the truth of mankind. Plugged into the matrix and I press rewind. Globalist goblins took humanity by storm. Twisting up our lives from the natural norm. Sick experiments, metal fused to the flesh. Tech welded in the bone just to keep us oppressed. Silicone chips getting placed in the brain. Flip a single switch and your mind's in the chain. Your thoughts, your actions, no self-control. They downloaded data and siphon your soul. But I cracked the code and remain staying true. With the help of the red and the methylene blue. DNA revival brought the ultimate force. Now humanity's revenge. Yeah, I'm the main source.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to alexjonesapp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Fortune tanto vulnera, sila tipus ocelis. Fortune amici vulnera, sutra di prebelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, thank you for joining us on this live Tuesday historic transmission. We're entering the 330th day of the return of the American Republic. And no one can deny that's happening. It's messy. It's not perfect, but it's definitely night and day for what we're facing. Okay. I have all this massive, incredibly important news, and I have a bunch of key news I didn't get to yesterday, and I'm sure a bunch of other stuff's going to break today. We have Marjorie Taylor Greene joining us in the third hour today to talk about what she's trying to get done in Congress, where she thinks going, the midterms, her falling out with Trump, and where she thinks that's going with other members of Congress leaving. Will the Republicans lose the majority? I mean, what can we do to turn this around? It's a tragedy those two got in this big fight. That's coming up, exclusive, big deal. She has only done like one other interview since she made her announcement. But in the meantime, I've got another guest popping I'll tell you about later. In the meantime, let me just tell you what's on the plate here. All right. As I predicted, it wasn't hard to predict. Zelensky's run by NATO and the EU. They're saying no to any peace deal other than Ukraine basically joining NATO, but not officially, but with a treaty that's the same thing that invokes the special article where if they say Russia attacks them and they can easily false flag, then NATO goes directly to war with Russia. And as I said before Lavrov even said it, I said it last week, this is the truth, because the EU ministers are saying it, they now see America and Trump as the enemy, a security threat, and they are trying to sabotage any future peace, and they want total war. We're going to be getting to those clips, breaking that down. Then we have the CDC coming out and the FDA saying we're going to label the COVID shots with a black label saying it's very deadly, you shouldn't take it. They've taken the liability protection away from it and hepatitis shots and a bunch of others. This is essentially banning them. And the deep state and big pharma is flipping out huge developments on that front. And now we're over 4.5, 5 years into the shots. And it's just total devastation. We know exactly what they do. Premeditatedly designed to erase your immune system, cause an autoimmune diseases, sterilize you, attack your liver, your cardiovascular, your brain, your ovaries, and everything. And you have the former head of vaccines, the head of Pfizer vaccine program, really recapping it very, very powerfully. And then we've got the new studies and new government studies admitting all this. Total and complete absolute vindication. Then you've got the Japanese, reportedly, they haven't made the announcement yet, but they were saying in the Japanese news they're set to get rid of the yen carry trade on Friday. That could easily cause a massive stock market correction, maybe even a crash, especially when all the globalist media is pushing a crash to try to then blame it on Trump. We've got new developments on that front. We have the killer in black who appears to me to look like a middle-aged white man. And from what you can see of his fat neck and face and Santa Claus, you know, pot belly, could be a fake belly. They've got 800 plus HD cameras. They won't release any of those of him in the hallways and all of it. They have turns out cameras in the big conference hall where they were doing test studying, for economics. And now we're over 3 days into this and nobody's buying it. It is definitely a cover up. They won't say what he yelled. They won't release the HD footage. They are acting extremely suspicious. What does that bode? And then we also have this Trantifa / Palestinian militia, is what they're calling it, leftist militia, that was planning. They had their communications, all of it, and even had them where they were going out in the desert to test bombs that they were going to attack ICE with and others. And they had a plane up there, even got it all on surveillance. And from my sources in intelligence and in law enforcement, they've just confirmed what General Flynn said a month ago, just days before the National Guard got shot in D.C. and all the other carnage we've seen around the world and U.S. troops getting shot a few days ago and killed by ISIS. And what you just saw in Sydney, Australia, that exactly what Flynn said, that the red lights, the sirens, the red flags, the chatter, not just in the United States, but in Europe, the UK, all over the Western world, is exponentially higher than what they've ever seen. There is so much online talk, public talk, intercepted talk, because it's all running through NSA systems and it gets flagged, and then they go get a warrant so they can look at it, and it's so much that they can't even keep track of it. And I asked both people I talked to, got separate calls, I said, well, is it double? And they're like, How about 20 times any chatter? And, of course, Flynn's got all his sources. That's why he said a month ago, from his own, quote, research and, you know, from his sources and information, that expect something big in the next, the exact quote was, next 20 days and into the next 3 months. What an important interview. Former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, former top national security advisor to the president. So we're going to be getting into that as well, and so much more. No, we're not going to be spending our time on Rob Reiner being stabbed to death, reportedly by his son, and his wife being killed. It's a distraction. We're not going to be talking about Candace Owens and Erica Kirk and their secret meeting yesterday that I knew about way before, and I know the inside baseball. And I'll probably just spend 5 minutes on it because people want to know about it. But they were going to have a live show together, and then they were also going to have their own shows. And things have just basically put on pause. That's why TPUSA was set to do a live show after the meeting, but then they were asked by both parties, well, just let's put that on hold for now until they figure out what's going to go on. I can tell you this. I have been forced to review, this became such a big deal, all of it. And let's just say this. It'd be very good for Candace Owens to bury the hatchet and move on from this. We'll continue to investigate what happened to Charlie, and the people at TPUSA have questions, but they certainly, in my view, did not kill him. Give me a break. But the government's going to have dozens of people involved killing somebody. And I've gone down the rabbit trail. See, I'm already doing it. I'm going to let everybody else is going to do it, so I don't need to. And I don't have any ill will towards Candace, but you know the airplane stuff that these Egyptian planes were following her, it's all been gone out and gotten by multiple experts and well-known people. They looked at it, and it's not accurate. Only once was that plane even around her. Wasn't following her for years. Was going to a facility where they work on the planes. Some guy said he just the day before went into a base in Arizona, and there was all these colonels, and it was a plan to get Charlie, and then that the people he said was there weren't even there. They have the time stamps of them in airplanes flying out of Dallas at the time. But I was forced to go look at all of it and investigate all of it. And it's just all these internet groups will say something and say, oh, this happened. And then Candace covers it. I'm not even blaming her. And then it just becomes fact. And did the killer of Charlie Kirk have accomplices? I believe so. Did I give you the intel that only a week after it, in the White House meeting with J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, and FBI Director Patel, he was yelling at her saying, I don't want to hear about foreign group involvement. We're not investigating that. And I don't want to hear about any domestic groups. And they had intel, pings that need to be investigated on foreign involvement, only phone calls and connections, no proof, but it was still something there. And that's her office's job, what was set up by Congress for 9/11 for. And then we know the 10, I was correct, it was 10 trannies, or tranny acolytes, Trantifa, that said 3 days before, 2 days before, the day before, he'll be dead when he comes to town. And six of those were the day before. And I've learned exclusively that indeed they were all interviewed by the FBI. And Kash Patel doesn't think there's enough evidence to prove they were accomplices. Yeah, he told them he was going to do it. Yeah, you know, they knew it was coming, but they don't think there's enough to, you know, indict them because they might not get convictions. What? That proves right there it's the Democrats, the left, the Trantifa that said they were going to kill him, celebrated him being killed. And it's that type of stuff that discredits the FBI. And remember, I broke that information a month before it came out in the mainstream news and was confirmed that indeed Kash Patel doesn't want Tulsi Gabbard looking at all the domestic intelligence feeds that she's supposed to look at over all the agencies. Remember, he said get rid of the FBI headquarters, make it a museum. It shouldn't be involved in that type of counterintelligence. And now he doesn't want the agencies that are legally set up to do that to do it. That's a big deal. So if I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth here, we need to investigate Kirk and what happened. And there's definitely something going on there. And we've broken the big exclusives on this. And we've looked at all the different, you know, factors. Did the guy, one of the, shoot him under his arm? Did the guy shoot him with a gun camera? It was really a bottle of water he's unscrewing. You know, all of that stuff that I said doesn't look credible. You're a traitor. You work for Mossad. And then, of course, each thing that wasn't true gets dropped and people move on to the next thing. So I said I wasn't going to cover it, and here I am. I just feel robbed having to even go study it all because I saw all these clips last week. Oh, his new book says keep the Jewish Sabbath, and he never said that, and so they've stolen his identity and blah, blah, blah. They don't even know that he wrote it back in the summer. They don't know he recorded an audiobook for it, dumbos. But more importantly, they don't know there's dozens of interviews and videos where he said we should keep the Sabbath of the New Testament on Sunday and take rest on that day. And that's why anybody that's older like me remembers, until I was about 10 in Texas, almost everything was closed on Sunday, other than like grocery stores, restaurants, business, everything was closed. And that's why you got the famous song with Johnny Cash. What's the name of it? Sunday Morning Coming Down? And he's walking around, you know, on Sunday, and everything's closed, and everything's quiet, and there's that stillness, and there's no traffic. That's something that Christians have been doing for 2,000 years, because it's the New Testament, where the covenant is for everybody, not just the Jews. And so I saw all these headlines and people, not Candace, saying, look, it's a lie. He never said this, never did that. He never, you know, said the thing that the Jews say on Friday night, when they then, you know, don't turn on the electricity for a day through Saturday. And then I said on the Saturday show, I said, I'm going to investigate that. Well, Pete Santilli, great investigator, he sent me a link on his website with the headline, you know, answering Alex Jones's questions, with all these videos, all these interviews, all these things of him saying word for word what is in the book. But I was seeing people with just totally straight faces saying this never existed. It didn't happen. Charlie Kirk is anti-Israel. This book was not written by him. And then I go watch these interviews with him saying what is in the book. So it's just, it's like attack everything TPUSA does, attack everything Charlie Kirk built. When they got over 2.5 million people registered to vote in the last elections and were the game changer. And it's just incredible. Yeah, stop in the name of God. And I've read a synopsis of the book. I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I mean, I went and saw the speeches he gave all about the book when he was writing it this summer. In fact, let me pull up the Santilli thing. I meant to send this to you guys. See, I said I wasn't going to get into this, and I just did it. Because it's just a distraction. I don't need to. This is all going to come out, all this stuff. And, you know, people have had to get in line to, you know, Sue Candace Owens, and I wish her well. She's done a lot of good work. And, you know, I understand she's just been covering all this stuff. But got a Pete Santilli here in my text. I'm going to send this to you guys. Oh, they just sent me another intelligence briefing. These guys are something else. Alex Jones brief. Here, just overhead shot. Here, I'll send this to you guys. Well, I guess we should. And this is just me taking a few things that I said I was going to question. And then it's all right here. Here, overhead shot. I'll show this to you. Charlie Kirk's Sabbath and his new book, Charlie Kirk's Final Sabbath Reflections, Remember the Sabbath panel, and it's just interview after interview, him talking about the book, what he says in the book, how it's about Sunday Sabbath and how we should rest and spend time with our families, which makes great sense, and it just goes through it all. So you should be bothered definitively. He never said any of this. He did not write this book. The Jews have stolen his identity. And then these people say it's all about Jewish Sabbath. And it's about Christian Sabbath. See, the Jews do it on Saturday. Christians do it on Sunday. And I don't know how the people saying this don't know that. And then, you know, where he, you know, comes in on Friday or Saturday, comes back Saturday, says, hey, and then quotes to his wife the Jewish term for taking a Sabbath day off. Turns out he's on stage saying that. And I'm not going to even play the clip for those people. They'll say I'm lying. and then you'll go out and watch the clips, and I'm not. But go to Pete Santilli's website, and it's the Alex Jones Brief. And so, but I mean, that's nothing compared to the airplane stuff. I've got all the telemetry, all the stuff on that. That's just unbelievable. And I've got, and again, I've probably spent 10 hours I don't have in the last week and even more before that. And I go investigate each piece of this. Because I respect Candace and, you know, and like her. And then I ferret into it. And the stuff she's being given when you actually dig into it, especially, oh, this guy's former military. He, the day before Charlie gets killed, he's at a base in Arizona and he walks in and there's a dozen colonels or whatever. And they're all planning it. And there's a colonel named this last name. And so one of the TPUSA guys has the same last name. So he must have been there. And then you find out the guy's in the air flying from Dallas to there and they have the stubs. I mean, but like we have to all go prove ourselves, you know. Every time to like just, we get accused of something, I'm talking about TPUSA, but myself as well, then we have to go prove because they're the inquisitors. They're better than us. They're the talk show hosts that are the high and mighty, and you have to approach them and prove yourself to them with all their allegations and stuff. It's incredible. But it's because Cash Patel and the FBI have said, we're not releasing all of our evidence because we don't want to lose this case. And then I've talked to people that have seen it. It is extremely damning that they got off of this. And he may have had help, may have been just a decoy where he thought he was shooting Kirk. Somebody else was there. I'm not saying that that's not going on. I'm just saying the leap of them saying that TPUSA did it, and the whole security is in on it, and you know all of this stuff. That's not how hits work, folks. You can't keep that stuff secret. And I know a lot of these people for a long time. So could have the government been involved or some NGO? Yeah. You know, the Democrats, they're big suspects. They said kill him. They celebrated his death. I mean, could Israel do it because they thought he was starting to push back, which he was? Sure, absolutely. But then they accused the security firm of being Israelis, and that all got investigated, and it wasn't true. Notice all this stuff is sure things, and then it's not true. And I know a bunch of these people for years. I've been backstage. I've been to their after events. I mean, you talk about buttoned up Christian conservatives, you know, where you're at dinner, and their baby's there, and it's 9 o'clock at night. They go, I gotta go. It's bedtime. And then I saw all these fake reports. There's big gay orgies at TPUSA, and they're partying, and there's all these hookers, and they're swinging from the chandeliers. And I'll go, show proof. And they'll show some article about Democrats and Republicans, Congress people getting hookers in D.C. Oh, a bunch of the Congress people are corrupt as hell, but not TPUSA. They're door knockers. They're people that hold events and get people to vote and go give speeches and risk their lives. I know these people. I knew Charlie Kirk for 10 years well. He called me a month before he was killed and said, thank you for pushing Trump to put the Epstein stuff out. This is crazy. I've been pressuring him hard, and that's later come out. And you know, saying, hey, you ought to put more pressure on him. You know, and thank you. You know, it's just like, these are good people. Nope, they're using cocaine, having gay orgies. The hell they're not. These were very hardworking, serious people.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
back to our program.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So, we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
Intifada, run by the Muslim Brotherhood, calling for mass terror worldwide against Christians, Jews, the West, and all the craziness going on. And then you've got portions of the right-wing populist movement that are saying there is no threat. Any of these terror attacks are false flags. Now, sometimes the West has staged false flags. Other times it's wound up Muslims to do things. That certainly happens. And I know how to look at these case-by-case points. That is not what happened in D.C. That is not what happened in Syria. That is not what happened in Australia. That's not what happened with these attacks on all of these Christmas festivals in Europe. That is not with this new group they just busted that was planning to blow a bunch of stuff up in L.A. This is going on. It's like when we see the attack in Tennessee or the attack in Minnesota by the Trantifas and all these other attacks. People go, oh, that's a false flag. No, they have manifestos. They shoot videos. They say they're going to do it. And then when I'm on the street, do you know? I don't get confronted maybe more than once a month, and I go out in public a lot. Almost every time now, it is a dude. And they don't look like Blair White, where it looks like a girl. I'm not saying all people that are like that are bad. If that's their choice as an adult, fine. But I'm saying the political crazy ones that are wound up, and then this group they just busted out in California, was a bunch of trannies and Palestinian supporters. That's why I say it's communist, Trantifa, Antifa, it's all one big conglomerate. They're publishing all these magazines and reports calling for days of rage and uprisings and death. And the guy that shot up the ICE facility and shot up the van and killed two illegals, because he was too dumb to shoot the front of the vehicle where the ICE was. I'm not trying to give him tips. I mean, that's just how dumb he is. That guy was pro-trans. I mean, this is what we're dealing with. And so then you get this Brown University shooting, and you could try to chalk it up to incompetence, the way all these political operatives are acting and the way they're all behaving, whether it's the mayor or whether it's the police chief. You know, they've all got their big anti-Trump leftist statements everywhere. They're national political activists. And they're like, no, we're not going to give you the photos. We're not going to give you the video. Nope. And then the FBI has to release some stuff. And then they have a person of interest, and then that's not who it is. And they won't say what was shouted to everybody. And then they tell the survivors that were in this big conference classroom, reportedly over 100 people prepping for a test. Well, don't say what they said, because when we talk to suspects, we want to, you know, not have that term be out there yet. Bunch of bull folks. And they won't even, you know, tell you the description. They don't want to tell you the description for days. When you see that, turns out that school is the most surveilled per square foot with 800 plus HD cameras. And they don't want you to know. Just like they covered up that the shooter of the Christian school in, you know, Tennessee was a woman to man trans and had a manifesto they were going to go kill Christians because they were against their trans garbage. Just like the crazy demon that attacked the Catholic school during Mass. And we knew within minutes from Kyle Serafin who it was, because another FBI agent he knew, he called me. My dad was having open heart surgery at the time at the hospital. And he said, here's the guy, here's the thing. And he said, you can go ahead and break this, because you know, I'm about to go on my own show. I said, well, come on mine. He said, yeah, no, I was given this because they know it's Trantifa. They know it's they've got it. They've got the admissions, all of it. I mean, it was on the guy. And we think the FBI is going to cover this up. And then the national FBI did slow roll it and dampen that. And the U.S. attorney there didn't want to talk about it. And now they've got this whole fake pipe bombing suspect with senior FBI whistleblowers, current ones, in the FBI saying this is a cover-up. He didn't do it. He's highly autistic, and none of the data actually fits that. And then they say, oh, see, he's a Trump supporter. They push that narrative. And now they don't want the big narrative out that it is Trantifa that it looks like killed Kirk. And you've got all these people, 10 of them, that have been interviewed that said, yeah, he said he'd do it. We weren't sure, but... And they're like, okay, well, we're not going to indict you then because you really didn't know he's really going to do it. You got all these witnesses. Are they even being called to testify? And I have that from people that got it directly from the meetings, directly in the room with Kash Patel saying this to them. I have this from the White House. I have this from TPUSA. And TPUSA wants an investigation and has all these questions about things. And I said, well, you've done that privately. you need to say it publicly. And they're like, well, we don't want to attack the administration. It's not attacking the administration when something's going wrong in the Justice Department to let Trump know about it. Because he knows and he's pissed about all this stuff. So I got big questions and big issues, and it's great to ask questions. It's just that when you study one avenue of something and it's not true, and you see people that continue to put out stuff that they say is definitive and it's not, and it's rabbit trails, it distracts from the real issue, in my view, of why does Kash Patel not want Tulsi Gabbard involved in domestic intelligence when, by law, she's supposed to integrate the foreign and the domestic and make sure there's not communication breakdowns like there were before 9/11, which we really know was a cover-up. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know there is a cover-up going on. And you see that with Brown University. You see it with all of it. And then you see Democrat leaders and Sadiq Khan in London and senators and the Prime Minister of Australia saying, the main problem is white people. They're the main terror threat. I played the statements yesterday. There's new ones today. Ilhan Omar, the threat is white men. And they just get out this fake statistic they put out in 2021, that national intelligence briefing that Biden put out, that's just not true. Anybody can objectively sit back and say, white men are the main terror threat and are the majority of terror attacks. And you just sit back, that's just preposterous. It's Islam. And then after that, that's why when we saw the Epstein cover-up go on and Patel and Bongino, who is about to leave, I'm told, get up there and do a 180 and say, no, he acted alone. Epstein killed himself. There were no other human traffickers. That really hurt Trump. And then people don't believe anything else that comes out of your mouth after that. And then you do all this other stuff. And then you won't go and at least tell us you interviewed the people, which they did, that said Charlie Kirk will be dead. 10 people that in the 3 days before, a few 3 days before, a couple 2 days before, and then 6 the day before said, mark my words, he will be dead tomorrow. And then you've got the famous leftist activist right in front of the stage when Kirk gets killed going, I did it. I'm the shooter. I got a gun. And a bunch of leftists cheering and looking back and hooraying and not scared. They came there. They were given the intel. They said they were going to kill him. They celebrated his death. And everybody said, oh, well, look at the shooter, Mr. Robinson, and a few still photos. He's such a nice boy. Pull up the footage of him in court last week, and then you see him with a trans flag tie, the pink on baby blue, and you see his crazy-ass eyes and how evil as hell he looks. And they're still like, that's not the killer. He's not involved. Charlie Security shot him in a trick shot under the arm. And then you just go through each piece of it, and it gets worse and worse and worse. So we have to say the main suspect who's been charged is it. And that's why we need the trial televised. We need to see this for ourselves. And that's still up in the air. So I don't know exactly what's going on, but I know that we're told, oh, don't look at Crooks and Pennsylvania. Show the video, though. He looks evil there, but man, the video makes your skin crawl. And we can show the tie, too. There it is. He's proud of himself. He's arrogant. He likes it. And that's who these people are. This is mind control, folks. I believe he believes he at least pulled a trigger. Was there somebody else there? I mean, look at him. Ooh, look at that. That's evil. Big smile. Look at that. Back that up. Look at him smiling. He's loving it. He's such a nice young man. There's no way he'd ever. He just looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, if I saw a guy walking down the street, walking by me like that, I'd get out of the way. He's very proud of himself. Look at that satisfaction. He's got that same sick satisfaction of the Somali ruling class. Got the same sick satisfaction in Newsom. And look at the lawyers. Oh, they like it. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Nope, he didn't do it. He's not involved. He's perfect. And we have all this evidence of 10 people in the town saying he'll be dead the day he comes. He'll be drained. He'll be blasted. He'll be annihilated. He'll be wiped off the comments like that. And all these people knew it was coming and were waiting and did their diversions. And they're known leftist activists. But don't look at the real stuff. No. No. It was all of the TPSC leadership. It was all the security. And it was the security in front of him shot him from 10 feet away. And it was the lapel mic blew him up. And he was shot from behind. And a guy with a camera phone gun. It was really a bottle. You blow it up. He shot him. And, you know, on and on and on and on and on. See, I said I wouldn't go there. I can do an hour on the planes. And it's out now. And the tracking graphics. And all, it's already gone viral. Maybe I'll do it in the fourth hour. MTG's coming up, the third hour. I don't know, it'd take 5 hours to go over all this. Because I've looked at every piece of it. And the stuff we're told to look at are dead ends and not true. And anonymous people are nuts that don't have any proof. Because that's not how a hit like this works. I just randomly walked in at a base into a room, and there were dozens of officers and colonels, and they were all planning it, and a guy with the same name as the CPUSA guy was, you know, was there, so, you know. Candace Owens says she questioned Erica Kirk on everything from Egyptian airplanes to Turning Point USA faith. During a 4.5-hour conversation, she called highly productive. Well, that's good. She presented herself to you, so you, the great judge of all, could you know, divine whether or not she will be politically burned at the stake. Owens says she was surprised by Erica Kirk's answers, while Turning Point USA was equally surprised by information she brought to the table. Owen says the discussion marked a major step in the right direction. Cue that up and let's play it. I'm not mad at Candace. I like her as a person. But it's still, oh, they brought me answers. Oh, that's good. Well, how about when you find out these different areas that I've looked into, like 66% of the time, you said those aircraft were trailing her? They weren't even in the same continent. Or up by that Utah place and one other place is where they send those planes to get repaired. Oh, Egyptian planes with tail numbers from Egypt, and that means Mossad, so there it's open and shut. It is proven. And then all the people, oh, Erica Kirk wanted him dead, TPUSA wanted him dead. Oh, it's corruption, it's hidden money, they got caught. Did you know they got audited by the IRS repeatedly? No, they never told you that recently. Did you know they had the feds investigating them? That's why Charlie, when Trump once said, oh, that's great. Now, you know, they're not going to try to put me in prison. That's what they've done to me. A, I've always been clean. But B, doing this, do you think I'm laundering money or not paying taxes or hiding anything? I would be under the prison right now. They had 4 federal investigations under the bankruptcy trying to find something. Remember, the media said I was this big criminal. And, of course, I got a $4.3 million tax return because we'd overpaid taxes. And then it went into the bankruptcy. So I know how all this works. And some of the people that basically got accused of being in on killing Kirk had been there 10 years, and I know them, and they're nice people. You don't have a conspiracy like that coming out of a group like that and interfacing with all these people and then doing something. That's not how it works. That stuff is highly compartmentalized. What you have is the left and these Discord chats winding up crazy people on a bunch of drugs and believing it's time for their violent uprising. That's the cult that says they're doing it. That's the cult that called for Kirk's murder. and he's confessed to it. And then you see the video of him, and he looks evil as hell wearing a trans flag. See, I said I wasn't going there, but I got all this other news. I guess I already have. But I'll tell you this. This stuff's already all going to come out. And I know they were going to present Candace with this stuff. Okay. Everything that's been said. Here's this. Here's that. Here's this. Here's that. Here's this. Here's that. Presenting themselves guilty until proven innocent. That's the American way. Of course, it's not. To the judge, the Grand Inquisitor, and again, I got mad about all this because I spent a bunch of time the last few weeks investigating it. And each piece takes hours. And then I find out this stuff's all been debunked, most of it. And that people, when it is debunked online, attack those third parties that go out. You can go look at the data, prove it, go get it yourself, duplicate it. They don't care. Because they're I'm mad at the general groups doing it, not even Candace. She's just kind of the figurehead of that. And so she shouldn't get the blame for all that stuff. But it's the frothing lying. It's the with total surety. Oh, Nick Fuentes got a call and sold out to the Jews because he's not 100% sure Netanyahu didn't kill him. Oh yeah, Nick's really helping Israel. He's really big buddies with Netanyahu. I mean, come on. No, he went and looked at it and looked at the armies involved, the Egyptians and the Israelis and the TPUSA and oh, there's a secret meeting with the military the day before. It's just made up. But the bigger problem is the backdrop here. Oh my God. I wanted to get into the Brown thing. I want to get into all this geopolitical news and Tulsi Gabbard seconding what Trump said. They've got even more proof of election fraud at every level with the Chinese involved, domestically, Democrats, all of it. That's set to be released in January. I don't think they should wait. They should release it now. I guess that's only like 15 days away. I mean, we should be all over that, right? That's like real stuff, proof. Nyeh. We're talking about Egyptian planes. Oh, here, I'm on the military base. What's in this room? Oh, a bunch of people planning Kirk's death. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, this guy turned out worked there 2 weeks years ago out of 1,000 employees, got fired. Eyes are crossed, looks completely like a lunatic. So I talked to him. Yeah, they're like, yeah, that guy worked here like 2 weeks. And it's like completely insane. Oh, you're new TPS recruits. We have stripper vans with poles and vans. Have you ever heard of a van with a stripper pole? And we're Mossad, and TPUSA is Mossad, and you want to work for Mossad? I mean, the stories are cartooning, and people's faces all blurred and voices changed. Charlie knew that Erica was sleeping with the vice president, and that the vice president is an Israeli spy. And so he was getting ready to leave her and go against Netanyahu, and so they killed him, and I was there when Netanyahu gave the order. I mean, it's just like total crap. We know the corporate media lies about all the things they've manufactured. We don't want to be like them. We don't want to do that. The stuff they say I've been wrong about, I didn't even ever do. They just created this whole story. I did things I didn't do. Unbelievable. People just throw this stuff out. You know what? Kirk, take it off. I'm going to go ahead and get to the report on the planes with the actual data. Maybe we'll just do the whole show on it. I don't think people want me to do that. I just want this ridiculous infighting to stop. All right, I'm going to really start the main show now when we come back and judiciously just go through all this. And then MTG's coming up about how to win the midterms. She's got a really important bill introduced to outlaw cutting little children's genitals off and she got it going to the floor, took a lot of pressure. Everybody needs to get behind it, whether you love her or not, whether you think she's the best or you're picking sides, don't do that. You need to back the legislation she's got. This is really important. That is coming up. In fact, I forgot. I covered it last week, but she sent it to me. Will you guys reprint me the legislation she's introduced to ban transgender surgeries below the age of 17? Something Europe's already done, so we need to do this yesterday. Absolutely key. Before we end this hour, remember, I can't do this without you. I'm not funded by the Israelis or the Qataris or the Easter bunnies. I'm funded by you, and we sell you stuff that really works and is really amazing. Now, if you get your orders in by Friday, anywhere in the United States, you'll get it, whether you're in Alaska or Hawaii. You'll get it before Christmas, okay, next Thursday. In fact, most places in the country, if you order it Friday, you'll get it Monday. Well, if you're in Texas or Central Texas, you'll get it Saturday morning. But the point is, you want to get your orders in now, and the biggest total sale yet is available. Final days of Christmas, 60% off mega sale, ultramethylene blue tincture, the Iris CMOS super nutrient complex, gummies, Shilajit gummies that are so amazing, are all 60% off. Plus, all other major supplements are up to 40% off. Subscribers get 50% off every month for life. You can cancel any time, but as long as you stay a subscriber, cancel for free, get 50% off right now. Only do that certain times. Become a subscriber. It locks it in your profile, and you control it. You cancel any time with one click, but as long as you want to keep getting it, 50% off locked in. And they hold it back for you so it never sells out. Don't miss out. This offer ends Tuesday, December 23rd. Visit thealexjonesstore.com today and fuel your body, mind, and power the info war. We have some great new products like Ultra, DNA Revival. Again, it would take a lot of time to go over all the great stuff that's in it, but it has the super nutrients for longevity, for health, for your immune system. We have the very best quality creatine gummies, 5 milligrams per gummy. Super good, not just for your muscles and exercise. That's a side issue. It's the brain, and we've got the best type. Get that as well. Do your shopping with us. Keep us on the air. You got my promise to never back down and never falter or waver. You're the deciding factor. Thanks for your support. Do your final Christmas shopping now at thealexjonesstore.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
If you are resistant,
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We live in a more dangerous world in 2025. The threat of anti-Semitism, as we have seen, is very real.
We're talking about the physical jihad, the physical struggling against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Threats of other occurrences, such as the rise in the far right.
There will come a day that we will see far more radical extremists and terrorists coming out of Europe because of lack of decision-making, trying to be politically correct. I'm sorry, but that's pure ignorance.
Director General of Asia has warned about a range of threats, be it anti-Semitism, the rise of right-wing extremist groups as well.
Just like Israel, Australia does not have a right to exist!
The government is prepared to take whatever action is necessary. Included in that is the need for tougher gun laws.
So why aren't we addressing anything here? Why not here?
When you understand the Quran and you understand that it is a takeover manual of society in the phases.
I have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world. And as part of that experience, to learn about the goodness and beauty of Islam. How it is practiced every day by well over a billion Muslims worldwide. A faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity. وَهُنَاكْ دَرَاسْتْ عَرَبِيَةْ فِي جَمْنَةْ أَمْرِكِيَةْ
The Prophet says, the first thing you do is call them to Islam. If they refuse, then tell them Allah obliged upon you to pay taxation. In return, when enemy comes and attack your country, you don't fight. We Muslims protect you.
In the battlefield, you're giving us jizya, and in exchange in jizya, what can happen is, if an outsider attacks you guys, we're going to protect you as well.
So that's how it works. The imam under the Muslim Brotherhood is the military commander. And he tells you how to vote, and he does it all. And then if you don't flee the town they've taken over as a no-go zone, then they come and they tell you, give us money.
Do you think it's fair to kill me because I got the conclusions right or wrong?
If Sharia law states that, then it should be fair for me.
When you start seeing these imams just suddenly in Europe, in Australia, in New Zealand, in Canada, in the U.S., everywhere, saying, okay, our numbers have hit 5, 6, 7% in this country. Start killing the Christians and the Jews.
And so make jihad against them. What is your duty as a member of the Ummah now that you are also an American? It is our physical jihad duty to fight the entire earth until we enter it into the Ummah.
To be honest, for us Muslims living in the West, yes, our jihad is to establish the deen of Allah through all means necessary.
We have had a tradition of toleration. These people are not tolerating us. So you don't tolerate us, we want you out of this country. Right? Because this country is fed up with your, oh, we must be nice to everybody. Well, I'm not particularly nice to people that crossed the border, invaded another country and murdered over 1,200 people.
We just had Benny Thompson, ranking Democrat in the House.
Madam Secretary, you and the gentleman from NCTC referenced the unfortunate accident that occurred with the National Guardsman being killed.
You think that was an unfortunate accident?
I mean,
it was a terrorist.
No, wait. Look, I'll get it straight. Then you can
respond. Shot our National Guardsman in the head.
Look, Ms. Chairman, will you direct the witness to allow me to ask my question?
You hate me,
yes,
for the sake of Allah.
I hate you for the sake of Allah.
All right.
I hate you for the sake of Allah. Every Christian, I hate you all for the sake of Allah. Any Jew, any Christian, I hate you all for the sake of Allah.
He hates me, yes, for the sake of Allah.
You hate these Muslims and the other Muslims.
Would you kill me if you get a chance?
If we're at war, I would chop your head off.
Everyone was just running, and there were bullets, and there were so many of them, and we were really scared.
And then you've got the ultra-leftist police of Australia. I mean, you know, they're total globalists. It's all run by the World Economic Forum, just like Canada, just like the UK. It's the very same system. People are great. They have horrible, evil governments that just engage in mass fraud, theft of the elections. It's where we're going to be in a few years if we don't turn this around.
Blood on your hands, Tony Burke.
Shame, Tony Burke. Shame.
Everyone is yelling, shame on you, Tony.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating as I drift from town to town.
Make no mistake, the Islamists have just begun their launch of a historic jihad that has been openly announced by the Muslim Brotherhood. They are trying to get right-wing populists around the world to accept their takeover by going, hey, if you attack us back, you're with Israel. No, we can oppose Israel manipulating our internal politics and doing corrupt things just like China or others, but with the case of the Muslims, you're everywhere saying you are the rulers of the earth. Not all the Muslims, but the ones that are following what the Quran says. There's a lot of reformists. They even say there's a reformation going on out of the UAE and places. So we'll be getting to that. And the big Russia developments, the economy developments, and MTG coming up. But since I started getting into the Candace Owens thing, I'm just going to cover a little bit more of it, but the key part here, then I'm going to move on to all the other news. There's a lot to cover. Because the Trump administration handled the Epstein issues, it's not one file, it's all these cases in courts and civil and criminal and the Epstein estate and all that. When the Democrats are the ones that are all involved, and the Democrats are the ones promoting pedophilia, when we know Trump's not involved, the way that was handled by Trump and by Patel and others was terrible. And so MAGA got upset, the left jumped on it. You notice it's all been nothing burgers they've released. There's nothing there. They won't release all this stuff about themselves. And then what do the Republicans do? They have the right to release it in Congress. They don't. So what the liability? Well, just go ahead and attack. It's all the bad stuff. The latest thing was 90,000 plus files. And they released 19 files. Of, oh, look, Trump at a beauty pageant in 1992. The women are like 25 years old. It was already in a New York Post article, but let's cover up their faces and act like it's secret photos of him with underage girls and say that. And I said last week when that broke, I said, by tonight they'll be saying it on MSNBC, and they did. There's the other photo they released. Ooh, him at a party with like a 40-year-old woman and Epstein there with a bunch of other people. Yeah, he's a socialite. Live in the same cities. But because that was handled wrong, and now the FBI says nobody helped Crooks and Butler when we had the witnesses all saw it, another shooter and telemetry and all of it. And then we got told, don't look into Epstein's death. He committed suicide. He didn't have accomplices. Well, his girlfriend, his partner in crime, is in prison for it. All of that looks bad. And so then it's extended to Charlie Kirk and his murder, because people now are really watching, and now they're all in on the deep state, too. It's not how it works, folks. And so I had to then ferret through all of this when it started coming to the head the last 3 weeks, and that's like 80% of what populist, pro-America people were talking about. And I'm like, look, spend 10% of your time on that, but my God, we've got all this other huge stuff happening. The judges trying to block Trump's agenda, the deportations, and the economy, and China, and Venezuela, and Russia, and all of this, and Trump banning the transgender stuff, and all these good things to get behind. I said, fine, I'm going to go start looking at all this. And so we've already looked at a lot of it as it came along. And remember, oh, I was a traitor, because I said clearly the guy, his security doesn't shoot him under the arm. You can see the guy has a cell phone. You slow it down, we found better quality footage. Everybody goes, when they hear the boom, he goes like that. He wasn't, he had a phone under his arm, the older guy. And then he goes like that. Another guy is doing a bottle of water. They said it was a phone gun behind him. We found better footage, blew it up, it's a bottle of water. And even off the bad footage, I could see that. Guy sitting there unscrewing it. And then, oh, then a security guy that was in front of him had a pin gun and shot him in the neck. And it was a lapel gun. And every one of those was true, even though if one's true, the others aren't. And trap doors and all this stuff. And then it got wilder. The army was involved, and French intelligence, and the Egyptians, and the Israelis, and it all hung on the airplanes. And I looked up this type of plane, and I looked up the two places they're repaired. They're repaired in the town next to where Kirk got killed, and they're repaired in one other Midwestern town. I think it's Kansas. I got it right here. And then, so you'll have them coming in, this type of aircraft being fixed. And then they're going back out, and because Egypt is by Israel, well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. And look, I'm not saying maybe Israel didn't go wind up crazy Trantifa loons and do it. I'm not saying Israel might not. I mean, I don't think they're the prime suspects. It's the Democrats said they wanted him dead, celebrated him dying. But because Patel said, oh, we're looking at every angle, a day after I later learned that he was in the meeting with Gabbard and J.D. Vance, and he was yelling at her saying, you don't get involved in my investigation. We're not looking at any accomplices, foreign or domestic. And I came out and said, I got this exclusively. The people that were there are scared to say it. And a month later, it came out in the news. The meeting was true, and Patel was openly saying, yeah, she shouldn't be involved, even though that's what her agency was created for, to oversee all those and make sure we share intelligence. So I don't know what's going on, but there is a cover-up of something. Now I've learned from people, meeting with Cash Patel and others, he said, well, we did interview 10 of the people that said Charlie will be dead when he comes to town in a few days. And yeah, they are leftist tranny and antifa. And, but there's not enough to charge him. I mean, they heard he was going to do it, but they weren't sure. Well, they said he'll be dead tomorrow. Six of them. The others, the days before, four others. And then the next day said, or the day he died, they said, see, we told you so. You've all seen that. I mean, that is the most clear link to whoever's behind this. I mean, are they Nostradamus? Did Netanyahu call up all those liberal trannies and say, we want to frame you for this. We want you to say that this individual is going to be the shooter. No, that's ridiculous. Then you've got the famous leftist, the old man who's down there in the crowd instantly when Kirk shot, saying, I've got the gun. I shot him. I'm the shooter. And then he says to the police, I'm not really the shooter. 5 minutes later, I wanted the shooter to be able to escape. Why has he not been interrogated? Why haven't his phones been searched? Why? I mean, do any of you remember any of this? This is where you've got the cover up. This is who's connected to who's involved. George Hodgkin Zinn. This is smoking gun stuff of whatever they're covering up. But notice, none of the people pushing all the wild conspiracies that turn out to be bull ever want to talk about this now. They want to move on from this. And then you look at Tyler Robinson in court, and he looks guilty as hell. He's wearing a tranny flag tie. He's proud. He looks psychotic. He's smiling. They had a few still shots of him. All American boy. No way he did this. Remember all that? And then you actually see him. And when he turns and looks at the camera and the rest of it, I mean, look at that. Let me just give you a little newsflash. Them some evil eyes right there. I'm sure if you have any instincts out there, you see it. Some folks don't seem to have instincts. They're just like, oh, I just see a young white guy. That's not what I see. Utah man who falsely claimed to be Charlie Kirk's shooter hit with child porn charge after arrest. Yeah, that way they can put him in jail and not have it be discussed of who's sinning. So that's where you go. That's what you look at. And I told the White House, and I told TPUSA, you better call for the accomplices to be found. You better call for them to be prosecuted. And you better stop going headlong with whatever the FBI says. You need to stand up and say, because no one buys the official story, and they have a right to, because there's big problems, don't then write us into the central casting as doing it, because I looked at them, and there's not evidence of TPUSA. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying Candace is wrong to ask the questions. I'm saying I've gone through this stuff and you know, what she's doing. Oh, I've been given by this group the proof of the planes following her for years and all this. We go look at it. It's not the case. You're about to see that. Oh, this person, very credible former military. He just walks into this military base, into this secret room with all these officers, you know, planning the Kirk thing. I'm like, what? And then, oh, you know, I never really said TPUSA was involved in killing him. Really? We can play the compilations. You don't outrightly say it, but it's everything, but it's 99%. But I'm not mad. It made me start thinking, well, did they? So I had to go spend tons of time on this. And it pissed me off. But I think it's healthy overall. And the good news is the American people don't buy the bull anymore. And so, yeah, there's going to be some pain. There's going to be some people are going to be wrong sometimes because we have to go investigate. We have to look at everything now because we know we're lied to so much. So I'm going to play the Candace Owens breakdown after the break. That's in like 11 minutes to break. When we come back and spend a little bit more time on this. But I want to dovetail it with this first. This is why everybody has a right to ask questions, and I don't blame them. You just then got to vet each piece of it and not go off half-cocked about things. You're going to see that with the plane thing here in a minute. Very powerful. But first, let's play Jesse Waters in an 11-minute piece that is very powerful about the Brown University shooting that is obviously a cover-up beyond incompetency, though there's a lot of incompetent people in the system, but above it, you can see what is going on. So let's go ahead and play that Jesse Waters report from last night. Here it is.
I mean, they got the guy's height, they got his weight, and they go, you want to update the country on what this guy's ID looks like? And they go, we'll put it on the website. Right. You have millions of people watching the press conference live, and you don't want to tell anybody? You say, oh, I'll put it out on a website? Come on. Is the guy 220? Is he Caucasian? What? They didn't even do it. And then they get the timeline wrong, like Dana said. I can't hear a word he said. Everyone's trying to back off. No one knows what's going on. It's 3 days later, after a gunman walked into an Ivy League university building and murdered the vice president of the College Republicans, killed two people, injured 11, and walks away. We don't know where he is. We don't know what he is. And doesn't seem to be that concerning to the people that were delivering that press conference. This was a premeditated target attack. The guy was casing the facility beforehand. They have 800 cameras at this university. They didn't have a camera at the entrance to the building so you can see who goes in and out of the building. This is stupid. I feel bad for the people of Providence. I feel terrible for the people of Brown University. And they have to get this together. It was 20 minutes after the shooting took place that they even sent out an alert to the student body. They never even had any sirens going off on campus. They didn't even do it. They blew it. And then they got the wrong guy and said, oops, okay, well, never mind. And then they say, trust us, the place is safe. Well, I'm sorry, no one trusts you guys. It's a mess up there, and I really hope they get this guy soon, because every day that goes by, you know what I mean.
Now, I was just setting that up from a few days ago. Now he knows there's a cover-up. Here's the longer report that nails it from last night. Here it is.
Fox News alert. There's a manhunt underway for the shooter who left 2 dead and 9 wounded at Brown University Saturday. Students were holding a study session for finals when a masked man entered the lecture hall armed with a long gun and started firing. Here's an eyewitness.
I was standing in the front, so as soon as he walked in, he immediately saw me and I immediately saw him. And then I look to my right and I see a bunch of students running down the stairs, running out the door, jumping on the ground, just whatever it takes to stay alive. When I saw him, I saw a gun. I genuinely thought, like, okay, this is the end of the road for me.
How soon did he start shooting after he entered the room?
He just started shooting right away. There was no hesitation.
That guy and about 20 other students ducked behind a long desk inside the auditorium and just waited for the gunshots to stop. The AP says around 40 rounds were fired. This went down around 4:05 Saturday afternoon in Rhode Island. Brown University didn't send down an alert until 17 minutes later, telling students to shelter in place. And not a single one of the sirens on campus went off. Apparently, the Providence police and campus safety officers didn't make it to the scene of the crime in time to apprehend the shooter. Students were locked down for 9 hours, crouching underneath desks, barricading themselves behind their beds, texting, "I love you," to their family, while police went door to door. At 6 a.m. the following day, Brown lifted the lockdown. One of the victims was 19-year-old sophomore Ella Cook. She was the vice president of Brown's Republican Club, an Alabama native who was a devout Christian. Her pastor described her as a tremendous bright light, and she may have been the most prominent Republican on campus. Brown's considered the most liberal of all the Ivy League schools.
Let's stop for a moment. So back it up 5 seconds, because this is important. They're covering up what was said, because we don't want the bad guy to know we know. It's an investigation, pure bull. They held up releasing anything. They're holding 800-plus HD camera footage. What do Democrats do when one of their trannies or one of their leftists or one of their jihadis do something? They cover it up. They cover up the manifestos. They cover it all up. And I think it's very clear now that is what is going on here. Did he scream Allah Akbar? Did he scream trans rights? But again, people don't have any confidence in the system. And you have, as usual, lock them down for 12 hours or whatever it was, have the police come in, bang on doors like, oh, the shooter's hiding in here, even though they could all go look at their footage and see who came in. They knew where the footage was. You simply go in, pull up the cameras. They had a high-tech system. And then, okay, there's the room. Okay, they come in the room. There's a camera in that room. You see it. You see where they leave. Within an hour, if that happened here with just our cheap camera system, 30 minutes we'd know. Okay, what room did it happen in? Okay, what's the cameras to that? Okay. No, we're going to lock you down for 12 hours. We're going to come bang on the door with all this theater. Come and put your hands up. Put on a big show. And now we don't know what really went on. Just like Sandy Hook had a lot of questions. I didn't say it didn't happen right at the start. I questioned, because on the news, helicopters, men in camo being arrested, and then when I talked about it, they said I was lying. I had local newscasts. And then years later, all these professors and people came out and said they thought it was staged. I had a few of them on as a guest. What do you think is going to happen with this Brown thing if we never find out what went on? People have a right to ask questions, and when they're being constantly lied to, what do you expect? I don't know what went on at Brown, but this is weird as hell. Let's continue with the report.
They have been the most prominent Republican on campus. Brown's considered the most liberal of all the Ivy League schools, so any members of the college Republicans would be very well known.
The family of Ella Cook, the Alabama young woman who was a sophomore, has been told that she was the target of what happened at Brown. I have no idea whether that's true.
And the other thing is, if the police are telling Brown students that they are safe, they don't have to shelter in place anymore, but they don't have a suspect in custody, I think that also suggests that this was some kind of targeted attack.
Well, we haven't confirmed that yet, but Primetime's investigating. We're also hearing that the shooter may have screamed something before he opened fire. We haven't confirmed that, and police have been very coy.
There's a report the shooter yelled something right before his shot came in. Can you tell us what that was?
Yeah, it's part of the investigation.
Is there anything else inside that auditorium that you can tell us?
No,
did he yell though? Did somebody say something?
That's something that we're investigating. We took statements and we have to confirm.
Is there any audio from the scene? So, any cell phones? There are a lot of cell phones there.
We're gonna wrap it up here.
So a guy walks into an Ivy League building, lets off 40 rounds, murders two people, walks out, and 3 days later, we have no idea where he is or who he is. I guess we're assuming it's a he, but we don't even know that for sure. And police won't even say if it's a man or a woman. Police thought they had their suspect, a white Army veteran.
Now someone's in custody. How you all are working together to garner that information.
Custody is the wrong word.
Someone being detained, rather.
Correct.
But late last night, they said, oops, wrong guy.
Shortly, we will be releasing the person of interest who had been detained earlier today.
Providence Mayor Brett Smiley isn't even sure releasing this guy was the right call.
So you're absolutely convinced the person of interest had nothing to do with this?
We're not saying that definitively. What we're saying is that after a review of the evidence that was gathered, it was determined that the person of interest needed to be released.
CBS is reporting that investigators had to restart the investigation after early missteps that cost them several hours. As things stand tonight, Rhode Island doesn't seem to have any leads. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for any tips that could lead to an arrest. And moments ago, officials held a presser to release new images of the suspected shooter, sporting all black threads with a beanie and a face mask, walking on a sidewalk in the vicinity of the shooting. This was recorded a couple hours before the shooting, so it looks like it was premeditated and this person was casing the area. These are the clearest surveillance videos that we have so far, and there's not much to go on. All I can say is we can probably rule out a black guy. We're looking at a chubby white, Hispanic, or Muslim male, about medium height. Even with the new surveillance out, the police won't tell us anything.
All right, let's stop there. We'll come back to this. In a few more minutes, I'll get into the Canada stuff with the planes. It's big. Yeah, so it's... I saw another press conference. I've got it here. Or one of the press conferences, and they're like, you know, you have this high-tech system, and it's confirmed, and it's got face scanning, and it's got more cameras per square foot than any other college in the U.S. And where is it? Where is the conference room they were having this big class in? They admit there were cameras in there, in the hallways. Where is it? What are you covering up? Come on. We'll be right back. We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexhotour.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexhotour.com.
Now, back to our program.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at thealexhotour.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger, faster, louder. Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexhotour.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Watching the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today. When you wake up in the morning and the light is at your end, the first thing you do when you get up out of bed is hit that streets are running and try to beat the masses. Go get yourself some cheap sunglasses.
I know I stopped getting into the Candace Owens stuff about 15 minutes ago to get into the Brown obvious cover-up of something. I mean, just totally insane. The general public's not buying any of it. The locking them down for 12 hours and making them sit there on the ground and then coming to, into each room with theater and having them put their hands up. When, again, you go into the surveillance room, they admit they have a super high-tech system. You see the person come in, you know where the room is, you then follow them out. 10 minutes, you'd know. whether they were in the building or not, because then they just follow the next camera, and see where the person left, where they went. You get the police immediately to go check ring cameras, people's houses. You check the street cameras, and then you follow them where they went. You immediately bring in the FBI within an hour, and you ask them for geolocation through the cell phones. You have a program that runs in a few minutes, really a few seconds, that scans all the phones that were in the area. You then overlay a geo-mapping program, one button, that then overlays the path of the cameras and where the person went so you can hone in on which phone it is. They didn't get the FBI involved for over a day even. Now, you can chalk all that up to total and complete incompetence. And that's how it worked in the Palisades fire. Oh, the fire chief and all of them are total idiots. They're not running it, but the administrators above set everything up for the fire. And I said it all days into it, it all turned out to be true. That they would take all the property, turn it into a 15-minute city, Newsom declared an emergency, not let anybody rebuild, only let his buddies come in, get all the relief money, and make hundreds of billions off of the reconstruction and build high-rise apartments for immigrants, which they've now announced. How'd I know? Well, I predicted that they were going to burn down the Palisades next after they did Lahaina and Maui. And how do I know that? You've seen the past shows, right? I go hours on each point. That is the oldest settlement by Westerners in Hawaii. Lahaina, I've been there many times, love it. It's a huge grassroots group of people and Native Hawaiians, some that still live there. Bill Gates and a consortium offered them a bunch of money in the 2 years before to turn it into a Four Seasons and a luxury area. They all basically refused to sell. They then stopped trimming around the electrical wires that are right on the outside of the town. They then drained the reservoir and refused to let them use it for fires. There were like lawsuits going on then. And when the high winds came, they left the electricity on, which you're supposed to turn off. They fell down. They ordered the police to block everybody in the town, not let them leave. Remember that? The cops weren't in on it. They were just told to do it. And then they announced they're taking all the property and haven't let anybody rebuild, and they're going to go ahead and build all the Bill Gates stuff. See how it works? So I said, what's the next most expensive real estate for a big area? You could say it's Mar-a-Lago and a little bit of that area, Florida and Palm Beach. But for a massive area, it's Palisades. And when I was looking and talking about this, we already knew they already burned up a bunch of California and took other key pieces of property that were worth a lot and all those stand downs. And the final piece was that Newsom, 2 years before, had declared it the future zone to be demolished and turned into a 15-minute city ahead of the Olympics in 2028. And I said, I played the clip before. They're going to burn it. And they did. That's integrating the information. That's understanding the information. This is administrative terrorism. But I digress. And the same thing they did in Lahaina, same thing they did in Palisades. And I had 1 month before the fires, a family member, I'll leave it at that, who was at alcohol rehab there in that area, and they had 40-mile-an-hour winds, and they turned the power off for 4 days, because that's standard, so they had no power at the rehab, but they didn't turn the power off for 80-mile-an-hour winds. See how it works? And they drained the reservoir, 70-plus million gallons, just for fires a month before. They ordered no extra fire trucks to be sent to the next morning. All right, I got to stop. I'm sorry. MTG's coming up and more. But I love how MSNBC Jen Psaki memorializes this in January. We played the clip many times. She goes, Elon Musk is retweeting the insane Alex Jones. Look at his tweet. And it's got like a 20-minute report proving it all right below it. Like I was a time traveler. You know, now if you watch it, it all came true. Jones claims they administratively set up the fires and allowed them to happen to take the land and build a 15-minute city, and that Governor Newsom will take the property and turn it into a UN zone. And they administratively did it on purpose. And Elon Musk liked it and reposted it. It all happened, sweetie caker, because I got your number, your boss. I know how you operate. So I'm digressing. It's just that you got to understand how evil these people are. So whoever's in charge there in Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, it's one of their main zones of pulling stuff like this. They're in Rhode Island. We know to a great extent it's Boston. I mean, it's run by the locals, but they're really controlled by the Democrats. They're hardcore Democrats. Whoever was in charge of saying, make everybody lock down, point guns at them, go door to door inside the college and inside the dorms like you're looking for them, when you know from the surveillance footage they're long gone. They have them coming in. They have them going down the hall. They have them going in the class. They have footage of them shooting the people. They admit there's cameras in there. It all goes back. It's all HD recorded. They have the person leaving. They have where they went. But you had to act like they were still there so you could lock everybody down and give whoever it was time to go get away. Because it's impossible to be that inept. I'm going to stop. Let's just finish up with the Jesse Waters things, then I'm going to Candace Owensville. Here it is.
We're going to be releasing on the images.
Okay, so millions of people were watching the police chief live, and he said he'd put it out online. Why wouldn't he just tell us? Well, we checked online, and 2 hours later, he said the suspect is light-skinned and stocky. Brown University has over 800 security cameras across campus. Cameras are located in campus buildings and walkways and public streets, but not a single camera got a clear shot of this guy going into the building or leaving the building. And Police Chief Oscar Perez has been confused from the jump.
By the way, let's stop again. I'm not trying to be mean to Waters, but we looked it up. It's a famous system because it's so high tech. It's been in the newspapers. There's cameras in every classroom, every hallway, multiple angles. Only place they're not is the bathrooms, okay? And broom closets. Waters is saying, they don't have any good shots of him in HD because they'd have given it to you. No, they're not giving it to you, Waters. You're getting other people's ring footage that the feds discovered and others discovered had already been put online by people trying to help. That's not even the school's footage. No, the reason you've got crap footage is they're not releasing any of it. They're lying. Why don't they want you to have HD footage of this guy? We've got like five generation ago, 12-year-old system in here. We upgraded the older one we had. And you could sit there on it with the ones in the halls and still frame it and zoom in and see what time it is on my watch. Okay? Sorry, I just go back to it.
A piece of real estate in Rhode Island, and yet there seems to be little or no video evidence outside of that clip. Is there a lot more video that we're just not able to see yet because of the ongoing investigation? Or is there simply no video?
So what we shared with you the other day is what we have.
Okay. We have high-resolution cameras for speeding tickets, but not for mass shooters at Ivy League schools. Brown's tuition is $70,000 a year. The school's endowment is $8 billion. And someone just walked on campus, murdered two students, and got away. And the president of the university is playing catch-up.
President, with all due respect, 6 hours after the shooting, and you said you don't know what was going on in that classroom, how does that happen? Were they taking an exam? Were they meeting for a club?
I don't know.
6 hours later, you're the president, and you don't know.
I do not know.
Trump says Brown dropped the ball, but the FBI is there if they need them.
They had their own guards, they had their own police, they had their own everything, but you'd have to ask that question really to the school, not to the FBI. We came in after the fact.
The FBI doesn't have jurisdiction over this case. when the locals ask for help, they'll help, but the locals are running this investigation. And even the local media has had it with their leadership.
President Donald Trump has said that Brown University is to blame for this shooting, saying it's the school's problem. Is that a fair criticism, or do you disagree with what the president
I don't think it's fair criticism.
Colonel, can you expand on that?
Why not? Because Brown University is not collaborating with you guys. You're lying to the press over here. They have facial recognition. We know that because they follow the student, they follow everybody in the neighborhood.
Facial recognition.
They need to release that data. So everybody knows who the guy is in video. We got the video Saturday. Why you guys release the video today?
I think I answered the question.
Wow. It's been 72 hours. This guy could be anywhere by now. The FBI is going to have to come in and do their thing. But Providence is on edge. They're being told to remain calm, but don't have a lot of confidence in city officials.
There's been no new, credible, specific threat anywhere in the Providence community.
With respect, Mayor, there was no arrest made prior to the shooting, so how can people feel safe with that information?
The way in which we are trying to reassure our residents is through a noted, visible police presence throughout the community.
The shooter could still be in Providence, or he could be in Virginia. Mayor Smiley says he went to go look for him at a pizza joint and grabbed a slice while he was on the clock.
I talked to one of the women at Antonio's, which some of you know is a pizza by the slice joint, and she said, "You know, I didn't want to come to work today, but I needed to work. I needed to take the shift." And that's a very real thing happening in our community right now.
The best video we have of this guy is a Ring camera shot where you can't see his face, but Mayor Smiley says he just wants to go to bed.
Everyone you see behind us, we've all been working for now 49 hours. We're tired.
Tired? Two students are dead, 9 in the hospital, and you have no clue what happened. Smiley wasn't tired when he was marching for gay pride or fighting Trump.
The question is whether actions like this will actually help us get to zero. I don't think they will. Community policing works. Having local law enforcement with a relationship with the neighborhoods that they are policing and patrolling works. Sending in National Guards, men and women who have not been trained in urban policing, are not trained community police officers, isn't going to make our cities any safer.
Imagine if they had the National Guard in Providence. That shooter probably wouldn't have opened fire. The Rhode Island Attorney General, all he does is sue Trump and resist ICE. And his office is completely out of control. His assistant is the lawyer who got intoxicated last summer and assaulted officers, remember?
Number I don't want to arrest you guys.
You're not going to arrest us.
I'm an AG. I'm an AG.
Good for you. I don't give a shit.
I'm an AG. Buddy, you're going to regret this.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it. I'm an AG.
What kind of office is this guy running? Families want answers. Hundreds of students just fled campus. The city's on a brink. And the locals are whining that they're tired. Every day the manhunt goes on, the less likely it is to get justice. Let's hope they crack this case. If you have any information, please reach out to the FBI and the Providence Police Department.
Yeah, notice the police department 3+ days into this never even says, help us. If you have any leads, here's the number. Everything you're supposed to do, they're not doing. Breaking: clueless local leaders in Providence just admitted they're tired. Searching for the Brown University shooter. All right, Trump just announced that he's going to have a big address to the nation. I'll be giving an address to the nation tomorrow night. That'll be Wednesday night, live from the White House, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific. I look forward to seeing you then. It has been a great year for the country, and the best is yet to come. President Donald John Trump. We'll be covering that. Look, actual details of Brown shooting matter to some extent, close quote, but we know we need gun control, quote. That's Senator Mark Kelly, Mr. Give Me Your Guns. Ken Paxton's filing a lawsuit against 5 major TV companies, including some with ties to the CCP, for spying on Texans. That's giant. That's coming up. A lot of good stuff happening. That's who our attorney general ought to be, is Kim Paxton. My second choice would have been the AG of Missouri, who is now the deputy co-director of the FBI, getting queued up to go to the top. Now, MTG's got exclusive news on a whole bunch of fronts. Joining us 30 minutes to the next hour, and then it'll just be all news and analysis and key intel that I haven't gotten to in the fourth hour today. But I'll get at the start of the hour into Candace Owens. Now, I'm going to play here in a moment. Candace Owens just came out a few hours ago with a statement. She's very happy, it seems. That's good. With her meeting with Erica Kirk. And then when we start the next hour, I am going to get to the flight logs of the supposed Egyptian aircraft and what was found. And this well-known popular researcher gave this information over a week ago to TPUSA. He released it yesterday. It's gone viral. They've gone, done the same thing, actually gone to the actual companies and bought the data that then mirrors with the other public data. And you'll really be blown away by what we discovered about the Egyptian planes, because it all hangs on that. And the military of the U.S. with the French and the Israelis and the Egyptians and everybody else, with all these hit teams and the Macrons involved in killing Charlie, all of this all hinges on these airplanes. And a witness that has no proof that they've just opened a door randomly and there was all these colonels planning the killing of Kirk. So we're going to look at the airplanes, and you can go yourself, even in the public available data, it shows all this. But you can go to these same services and pay and get all the geolocation, all the information, just like Dinesh D'Souza did when he went to those key cities for the 2020 election and bought the cell phone data, found the safe houses where they were filling out the ballots, the mules they were sending to load them. Yeah, it's amazing. Well, you're going to see all that coming up. But first, I'll tell you, I've really reached information overload here. There's just so much information now, it's just driving me completely insane. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at thealexshowstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue, that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies and positive health effects of methylene blue. We have medical grade. We have the best. Give yourself the gift of clarity and focus and stamina and energy. This is next level. That's why Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is obsessed with it. And you've seen all our guests and others that come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking methylene blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. 99% of people literally have energy within 30 minutes, no letdown. And you can sleep on it, too. Doesn't keep you from going to sleep. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it just reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. Some of the designs are okay, some are great, some are the best. Some of them are knocking out of the park. But what is the very best is the supplements. All of these are the very best known super game changers that do incredible things for your health, your vitality, your energy, and it keeps you on the air. So my challenge to all of you is this. All of you that have never bought a product, the vast majority of you, get a bottle of ultramethylene blue for 60% off right now. Consult your physician before you take it. It's really strong and have drug interactions. And then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. Just like when I told you 2 years ago, I've been out of silver and gold for 14 years, told folks get out at the top. I was right. This time the market fundamentals are so strong, I knew it. I said this will be the best investment is silver, and now it is. Up 200% in 2 years, 120% in a year. Look at it today, all-time highs again. Did I steer you wrong? At Kirk Elliott, preciousmetals.com/gold. No, I didn't. Did I bring you the high-rated company in the United States with the lowest prices and the best ratings? I did. Because why the hell would I not sell you the best? The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalists. I sell the ideology of resistance and victory. And I love you, and I appreciate you, and I want a heartfelt send out my gratitude to all of you that have supported and are so happy, and just ask the rest of you, why aren't you in the arena? Why aren't you up to the plate? You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, ultimate life force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox. All these are kick butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody, and you keep this operation. It's a true thorn on the side of the globals on the air. And separately, we'll go to break now, come back with the Candace Owens stuff. The classic nitric boost that Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't even know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for spike protein and for everything else. And men notice it in the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively, and that funds the operation as well. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost. We've got a shortfall. I don't want to sit here and flog all this. It's like I'm selling ice water in hell. All of you need these products. Take action now.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market.
but now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not clear leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron!
It was over in a moment and folks had gathered around. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip. When he tried to match the stranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron.
Big iron. Big iron. When he tried to match the stranger with the big iron.
All right, MTG's coming up in 30 minutes. I didn't really want to do this Candace Owens thing, but I didn't know what the truth was, even though I'd seen a lot of the stuff being put up by other people being discredited and the hysteria around it and how it really wound MAGA and let the deep state win. If it was true or if it wasn't true. So I had to go find out. And I'm not saying they're in the cover-up. There is. But that's by the FBI of the leftist accomplices is where it all aims. So we've got one of the key pieces, the Egyptian planes, when we come back. Because right now, most of our radio stations aren't covering this. And people say, oh, radio, what's that? Especially young people. Little secret weapon of this operation is radio. So, remember when they took us off all the internet for all those years? How we stay on air? AM and FM, baby. Still massive, and we're bigger than ever on it. So I want to thank all those stations. So we're going to go to a short break. And we're going to come back, and then I'm going to get into the Candace Owens things, and then I'm going to move on. But I'm glad she's met with them. Sounds like she is, you know, cooling her heels. And I like that, because I think Candace overall does a lot of great work and has a lot of courage. Here's some key information. We'll be right back.
So I tried methylene blue, and instantly I bought a 9-month supply after that. I bought the Optimal Human Super Greens. I bought a 4-month supply of that. I bought Power Plant Plus, Methyl Drive, and Nitric Boost. And when I started all of this, I was 260 pounds, and I'm now down to 200 pounds exactly. And my testosterone when I started was 350. I was a low-T, overweight, useless, straight Christian male. My testosterone 2 weeks ago tested at 1,004. So these products really work. And when you hear someone say, you know, the methylene blue is energy, but it's not like coffee. I was yelling at my radio, my TV, or my phone going, what do you mean by that? What does that mean? Is it like a drug? Like, what is it, crack? Like, what are you talking? Listen, folks, whoever's on the fence about trying methylene blue, if you're 30 years or older, it's like waking up in your 20s. Like, I'm getting the chills just talking about it. I bought a 9-month supply of methylene blue because of how well it worked. I can't express the gratitude I have for you guys over there and producing these kind of products. And shout out to the late Art Bell for turning me on to Alex Jones in 1995. So thank you very much. These products really, really work.
Well, we appreciate you calling in about the products and much, much more, of course. We are thankful for that. So thank you, Doug, for staying on hold. I know it's been a while, so we appreciate you for that. So I want to remind you all again, as you heard, to head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because everyone's bragging about the items we have there right now, and they're 40% off. You got to head on over right now, this very second.
And that ends from a few days ago.
We're selling out of a lot of your credit.
It's now 60% off until the 23rd. Methylene blue and other items, get it now. We'll be right back with the truth about the Egyptian aircraft. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right. So I talked about this some in the first hour, a little in the second hour, and we post this to X and Rumble. We'll combine it all together, but you're watching live right now. I really respect Candace Owens. I've known her since she pretty much broke onto the scene. Paul Watson reported on the stuff she was doing, and we had her come to Austin, had her on. Very nice lady. Done a lot of good work. Has a lot of, you know, courage is what I think of when I think of her. And I believe that she means well in everything she does. And I've had a lot of questions about the Kirk assassination, like all of you have. And so I followed all the anomalies and the things that went on, and the, you know, people saying that the security was shooting under the arm and killing him, or a guy had a camera gun shooting him, and you know, all that turned out to be true. And Candace really didn't say all that. She just kind of becomes the person that gets blamed for everything that's been said in general because she has such a huge show. No, she had questions about a bunch of other things. And so this kind of built to a head in the last few weeks. So, and as so many listeners asking me on the street and, you know, on air and family, I said, well, let me start going and looking at it. So I started just spending a lot of time to try to give you my answer. And if I went over all the questions she's asked, wouldn't call them claims, it would take 20 hours. And I've already covered earlier in the broadcast, you know, some of the other issues that, you know, she's told this is, you know, good information, and then there's nothing there. Like the day before Kirk's killed in Arizona, there's a secret meeting and a guy walks into a room with all these colonels and they're planning all this. And then, you know, one of the colonels has the same name as one of the TPUSC guys. And then, you know, and was he really there? And then it turns out the guy's in the air from Dallas and all. It's just, it's crazy. And then TPUSA has to answer all this and respond to all this like they're guilty until proven innocent. And then I learned a while back, didn't talk about it on air, that they were going to be meeting in Tennessee, in Nashville, with her yesterday, and that They kept debating about where it was going to be, Theo Von's, you know, there. And instead they said, let's just meet in private. And they had a good four-hour meeting. And then yesterday I was talking to folks, and they said, yeah, everything, you know, that they were planning to come and talk about either way on air, because they've done all their research and, you know, have all the information on all these claims. We're about to present it. But before that happened, they wanted to meet with Candace. And I already knew a lot of the information. I already done my own research. But when I got sent a bunch of it, I was like, wow, I think Candace is probably going to, you know, say, wow, yeah, I was just asking questions. Looks like you guys, you know, didn't kill Charlie Kirk. Because she never said that. She just implied it seven ways to Sunday. And Candace, if you say that's not true, we have the compilation. And then you saying after it, you never implied it. Please don't make me go there. All right. If I thought TPUSA or Trump killed Kirk, I would cover it. I would do it. We're going to lose the midterms without TPUSA, probably. They've signed up 500,000 people in just the last few months. Their chapters are exploding. The left hates it. And should we question the killing? Is there a cover-up probably by the FBI going on? Something's being covered up. I think it's great that she's asking questions. But we've gone and answered the questions. And so I told the folks at TPUSA, and I'm normally busy. I don't involve myself in this, but I've been contacted, obviously. And not just by them, the White House. I was very concerned about this, asking my advice. And I said a while back, I said, why don't you go present her with this? So, you know, here you go. We're about to present all this point by point by point by point. And I got a sneaking suspicion that Candace will see the light, because I don't think she's doing this through animosity or through meanness or through, you know, anything evil. With all the lying we've seen, all the craziness, you know, I don't blame anybody that, you know, has these concerns. It's just that so much of what's been put out there by other people has been debunked. But then when you hear suddenly it's the army with the French, with the Egyptians, with the Israelis, and TPUSA and the people on the stage, it's all of them. That's not how these black ops work. If it was a real black op to kill him, and maybe there was a motive for Israel to do it. But the left said they wanted him dead. They celebrated it. And we have all of these 10 tranny Antifa in the town 3 days before, 2 days before, and the day before, six the day before, two days before, and 2-3 days before, saying he'll be dead when he comes in 3 days. He'll be dead when he comes in 2 days. He'll be dead tomorrow. And then a bunch of them said the day, we told you he'd be dead. He'd be wiped out. He'd be crushed. He'd be destroyed. And then I learned from inside the White House, and I broke it. It was later confirmed a month later that indeed Cash Patel yelled at Tulsi Gabbard and said cover it up. So at that point, I'm like, oh my God, is Candace Owens completely right? Is Ian Carroll completely right? Oh my God, did they do it? So even then I started, I'm not blaming him for researching. I began ferreting into everything. And then on my own, none of it panned out. None of it was what I'd heard. And so then I did a deeper dive and got even more upset. But I said to the folks at TPUSA a few days ago, I said, well, when she gets presented with this by Erica Kirk, with the files, with the videos, here's the stuff we've got ready. Here, let's sit and watch this. Let's sit and look at this. Well, now Candace feels a lot better about it. So I'm glad. That's good. But I want to just show you, because TPUSA did their own version of this. Of course, it's the same data. But they said, oh, wow, this guy did the same reverse engineering. Kane Koa the Great, very popular in Hawaii, millions of followers, did a breakdown of just the planes and the data that she was given that she believes she checked out. And I'll give it to her. I don't know how to check this out, but they've had experts check it out. And what she said was 66% inaccurate. Now, TPUSA told me it's still weird these planes a few times were doing this. Who knows? Maybe Israel was involved. We don't know. They want an FBI investigation of accomplices, and they're very close to coming out and just saying, hey, we're not saying there couldn't be something going on, but it ain't us. So overall, this is healthy. People are asking questions. The system's lied so much, but we still then have to, when we put information out, try to ferret through it and get it right. So I salute Candace for overall working all this. But at the same time, I'm glad that she's starting to figure out that a lot of folks think things may have gone a little too far. People may have been a little too sure in what they were saying, the way they said it. So here's a short clip of her talking about the meeting she had for 4+ hours with Erica Kirk yesterday, Charlie Kirk's widow, and that she's feeling really good about what she learned. Here it is.
4.5 hours later, I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm totally fine, and I'm sorry. I was going to do a show for you guys this evening, but I am truly exhausted. Very productive conversation. I asked every single question. I mean, from Egyptian planes to Turning Point USA faith, and I was very surprised by some of the answers that I got, and I think they were also very surprised when I shared certain intel. This probably should have happened a very long time ago, but I wanted to let you guys know that I am alive, and I will have the full rundown for you guys tomorrow of what transpired. And yeah, I think it was definitely a very big step in the right direction. So I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Well, that's great, Candace. Well, let's take a right step in the right direction. Let's look at this breakdown. Any of you can go get this data publicly, and you can pay more and get even deeper data with all the geolocation, so like they did. So let's go ahead and go to this report. Breaking, 66% of what Candace O and Egyptian planes locations claims are wrong. 60% are on the wrong continent. I rebuilt her spreadsheet, purchased Flight Radar 22 data, and verified it using $950 of flight aware logs. Here is the full breakdown. Because you get public stuff, which you can verify it, but then you can always buy more data, which has now been duplicated, which TVUSA did and presented, I'm told, to Candace. So I'm glad she's feeling like everybody's going the right direction. That's good. Here's the report.
On September 10th, 2025, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at Utah Valley University. Police say they have the shooter. There is a confession, DNA, and a recovered weapon. His name is Tyler Robinson. His parents identified him from FBI photos and helped turn him in. But online, a very different story has taken hold. A story claiming this wasn't a lone gunman, but a coordinated multinational operation involving Egypt, Israel, France, the United States, federal agencies, TPUSA executives, Bridget Macron, and even French legionnaires. And at the center of it all are two planes. Candace Owens has told millions of people that two Egyptian military aircraft, SUBTT and SUBND, tracked Erica Kirk's movements 73 times over 3 years.
Between 2022 and September of 2025, both of those aircrafts, SUBTT, the yellow plane, and SUBND, the blue plane, showed 68 overlaps with Erica's documented locations. Okay. 68 overlaps. I have since been able to add now, 73 times that this overlapped. Okay. And 29 of those instances also happened to include Charlie. I am telling you this information has been completely verified. I am showing you this on a spreadsheet now. These are all the instances in which this plane, 68 instances that this plane crossed with Erica.
She says the odds of this happening randomly are
less than a 0.00000001% probability, okay, under random distribution models that these Egyptian planes coincidentally landed around Erica at these times.
In her words, the Egyptian planes hold the key.
The Egyptian planes hold the key, and that is obvious. Maybe these planes might be the key to everything. They hold the key to solving Charlie's assassination.
Egypt to Israel to France, the United States to TPUSA to Charlie's murder. This entire web rests on one claim, that these two Egyptian planes tracked Erica Kirk 73 times. To support it, Candace said she used Flight Radar 24 and showed a spreadsheet on her screen. I screenshotted that spreadsheet and rebuilt it line by line. She says she verified everything using Flight Radar 24. So I did exactly what she claimed she did. I bought the Flight Radar 24 business subscription, the same one she says she used. Then I went further. I purchased a $950 3-year flight log from FlightAware to independently verify every entry. When you compare what the planes are actually doing to what Candace claims they did, the results aren't close. 66% of her location claims are wrong. And in 60% of the cases, the aircraft is on an entirely different continent. She has devoted much of her last 21 episodes to tying Charlie Kirk's murder to an international conspiracy centered on these two aircraft.
Egyptian planes.
Candace claimed a source contacted her DIA hotline, alleging Egyptian passengers were escorted off one of the planes in Wilmington, Delaware by federal agents into a building housing the FBI, DOJ, DHS, and Secret Service. She presented this as evidence of U.S. government collusion.
I think we just want to know what he did wrong, okay? Because that email, that checks out. Yeah. Secret Service, the FBI, the DEA being involved, why this plane, the quote-unquote Egyptian plane, landed into Wilmington, that checks out.
She publicly questioned Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Joe Kent, suggesting they knew about this conspiracy.
All right, let's stop right here. Marjorie Taylor Greene was able to join us earlier, so as soon as she leaves us in about 20, 30 minutes, I will go back to this report with the actual flight data for all of you. Stay with us. We're going to be back with Marjorie Taylor Greene, an amazing American patriot, in 60 seconds.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
December 16, 2025, one of my good friends, one of the strongest, most hardcore America firsters I've ever known, Marjorie Taylor Greene, hailing from the great state of Georgia, and she is fighting so hard, getting incredible legislation now finally into the House to ban the transgender death cult, cutting the genitals off of little boys and girls. We've got to get behind this legislation. We've got to call Congress. We've got to get Trump, despite, you know, things he said, to man up and support her and other key legislation. She is fighting so hard. And I want to talk to her about the future, you know, the rumors that have been put out. Is she going to run for president? All of this stuff and her overall view of where D.C. is. And regardless of her issues with Trump, and I get what she's saying in many cases, the good people in his cabinet, how do we, you know, extract the good from this and still have victory, you know, over the globalists. So, MTG, I really appreciate you giving us this interview in your busy schedule. We can go wherever you want first. Obviously, the legislation, what's happening in Congress, this, what you've introduced here, H.R. 3492. Maybe we should hit that first, but go wherever you want. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Alex, and it's so good to see you and talk to you today. And I really want to talk about this important bill real quick so that all of your viewers know exactly what's happening with the bill and the games that are being played in Washington right now to stop it. This bill is called the Protect Children's Innocence Act. It's a bill, a signature legislation of mine that I've had introduced in Congress for years now. This was one of the top campaign promises by President Trump and Republicans in 2024 to make it a felony, criminalize the transing of children, of minors, anyone under 18. This is the most common sense thing that we can do as a country. Many other countries have already banned the ability to trans a child in their countries. The United States of America needs to do the same. And so what my bill will do is it will stop the genital mutilation of children, stop mastectomies on teenage girls. It will stop the castration of boys and minors and males. It will also stop the chemical castration of children with puberty blockers and all types of hormonal drugs given to them. This is an over 70% issue across the country among Democrats, Republicans, and independents. And kids just need the right. They need the right to be protected, to allow them to grow up before they ever make permanent changes to their body. I think this is so smart and common sense, but I got to tell you, Alex, I am today being fought on this issue like you would not believe. I have the trans mafia outside of my office screaming at me when I walk outside of my office door to go vote or go to meetings. And I want you to know it has been a hard process. I know many of the viewers are saying, why haven't they passed this bill yet? Why haven't Republicans got this done? And that is our major complaint this entire year, Alex, as we have watched failure after failure here in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives to bring good legislation to the floor that President Trump supports. My bill, as a matter of fact, he supports it so much, he signed an executive order on this very legislation earlier this year. But Congress has to pass the bill in order to make it a law. Otherwise, everything President Trump has done by executive order becomes temporary, Alex. And that means that this executive order that makes it a federal law, makes it a felony to trans children, minors under 18. That means the whole thing is temporary, and the next Democrat president can simply switch it back the other way, and then we'll see, just like we did in the Biden administration, the massive support from Democrats for transing children. These are kids that aren't even old enough to get a tattoo. They're not old enough to join the military. They aren't old enough to register to vote. Many of them that go through this are not even old enough to legally drive a car. However, this is something Republicans need to do, and every Republican needs to vote for it. Alex, we're supposed to get to vote on this tomorrow, but I got to tell you, I am so disappointed. I'm in a major fight with someone from Texas, one of my Republican colleagues, and that's Chip Roy, who is running for Attorney General in the state of Texas. And he is trying to introduce an amendment to change the exact wording of my bill. He's trying to introduce that amendment on the Rules Committee that I'm going to go be speaking on here in about 30 minutes to an hour. And his amendment would protect Gavin Newsom's sanctuary state trans child policies and would continue their ability at all of these privately funded pediatric gender clinics. It would protect those privately funded pediatric
clinics to continue. I believe you. I'm going to pull it up. You're telling me Chip Roy is trying to do carve-outs to have islands where they can continue to do this incredible satanic child abuse.
Yes, and I'm going to, here, Sophia, go tell them right now to send his team, Chip's amendment. Go send the Chip's amendment to Alex's team.
I believe you, or just text it to me. Text it to me during the break. Whoa, I don't believe you, but I do believe you. I know you don't lie. That is shocking. What happened to him?
Well, you know, I have no idea. I can't understand the reasoning for it. He's trying to limit the scope of my bill in the Commerce Clause. My Commerce Clause is comprehensive. It covers every single...
Well, wait, the Commerce Clause, the feds are allowed to have federal charges for murder, so can the states.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
We also have federal laws on child abuse. We have federal laws on child sex trafficking. We have federal laws on all types of abuse.
Well, exactly. That would
children.
Be like saying... Federally, child sex slavery is illegal, but not in California. I mean, this
exactly.
is pure child abuse. I'm really upset now.
Yes, I'm upset too. As a matter of fact, I've been fighting him via text message. This all just came about. I found out about it about an hour ago. I'm in the process of trying to talk him into pulling his amendment from the Rules Committee. This was an amendment that he supported when it already went through the Judiciary Committee. This is an amendment that every Democrat wants to vote for. And this amendment, what it does is it changes the Commerce Clause in my bill and limits the scope to only institution that receive federal funding.
Wow, so
well, of course
he's just
we don't
literally...
want federal funding.
Chip Roy is giving
my bill already stops federal funding, Alex. My bill stops federal funding, but my bill also makes it, it criminalizes every single form of so-called gender-affirming care for minors. Every form. That means Gavin Newsom's laws in California would be null and void because federal law, and exactly what President Trump's executive order does, it makes it a federal law that you cannot perform any type of so-called gender-affirming care.
Stay right there. We'll be right back. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in 2 delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Sea Moss. Was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of thermoregulation issues, morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Crash
Crushing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Taylor Green is with us, another 15, 20 minutes or so. She's going to have to leave and go be involved in a key vote here. So they're watching C-SPAN get ready when they call the vote. She's got to run down there. She's 10 minutes away. But to show you how I understand legislation, I'm not saying I'm some expert. I like Chip Roy overall. So during the break, I said, let me guess, he's been given disinfo with this amendment. He thinks it makes it better. He's just ignorant. She said, exactly. And so explain this. I predict he's going to end up pulling his amendment to your bill that outright bans, under the age of 17, anybody being chopped up by these psychos. Europe's already banned it. The UK's banning it. This is the trend. This hoax has caved in. This evil is failing. And unfortunately, America is way behind on this. So just recap, H.R. 3492, so important. You fought for years to finally get to a vote. It's out of committee. Here comes Chip Roy of everybody. I was like a deer in the headlights for that. I think he's a good guy. And you knew the break said, no, he's ignorant. So that's good. Let's give him and his staff and all of them the facts. What's really happening here with this amendment?
Well, so on the screen right now, you're showing Chip Roy's amendment to my bill. And if anybody is watching right now, call his office and tell him to stop this, to pull his amendment. We need the Protect Children's Innocence Act to pass in whole, in its entirety. It's already passed through Judiciary Committee, Jim Jordan's committee, and it went through with full support, and now it has to go through the Rules Committee, but Chip Roy is on the Rules Committee. And so he is trying to gut the Commerce Clause in my bill. My bill makes it comprehensive, puts people in prison if they perform any type of gender-affirming care on a minor anywhere in the United States of America. This defeats Gavin Newsom, defeats California child sanctuary, child trans sanctuary laws. It defeats it completely. But Chip Roy's amendment will allow it to continue in states like California or any other child trans sanctuary state. Kids just need to grow up, Alex. This isn't about people being gay or how they identify.
No, I totally agree. But just to be clear, as you're explaining during the break, because it just broke. Explain, he thinks he's doing something better, but I even know the Commerce Clause.
This is such a misstep by Chip Roy, and he needs encouragement, especially by the people in Texas, to tell him this is not a good idea, Chip. If you want to be Attorney General of the state of Texas, we need you to be as strong as possible, and we need you to stop it completely. And he has a chance
to people like you did
right
the break
now
to
in
me.
Congress to stop it completely.
You explained to me during the break real quick what your bill does versus what he thinks he's doing, the problem with it.
I don't know. Chip Roy went through law school, Alex. He should know better. I think he is being misled. I don't know by who, but this is a horrible decision he's making, especially if he wants to be the Attorney General of the state of Texas for the people, the great people in Texas. They want people like Ken Paxton. They want fighters, and they want someone that will stand up to Gavin Newsom. His amendment allows Gavin Newsom to continue what he's doing with these awful it's child abuse. It's sexual child abuse. It's castration of minors. It's mastectomies of minors. It's chemical castration of minors. We should never limit the scope of that. That should be criminalized on every single aspect. This is the most common sense thing to do. Let me go a step further, though, Alex. I want to talk about how hard it was for me to get a vote on this bill. Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson promised me a vote on this bill back in September of this year, and I had been demanding it and asking for it all year long now that we have a supermajority. Well, it didn't come to the floor, and it didn't come to the floor. So last week, I had to take another step. I had to vote no on the rule for the NDAA blocking the bill to go forward for a vote, and I had to hold my no vote while I negotiated with Steve Scalise and Mike Johnson is I want a date for a vote on this bill. This is a campaign promise by Republicans for the entire year of 2024. It has been a campaign promise for Republicans for multiple years now, and I had to do that, and literally – hold back the NDAA from going forward, the National Defense Authorization Act. I had to hold it back from going forward until I got it scheduled for tomorrow. The final vote is tomorrow. But to now be fought on the Rules Committee at the last minute by Chip Roy is absolutely insane. I just can't believe all the games that go on here in Congress. I'll go forward. I want to reassure your viewers. Once I voted yes on the rule to move forward on the National Defense Authorization Act, I voted no on final passage of that bill. And I'll tell you why, Alex. I promised no more foreign wars, no more foreign aid, and I refused to vote for that, and I have never voted for it. So I voted no on the final funding for our Pentagon, for the entire Department of War, because they have so much foreign aid and funding for foreign wars in that bill. And I just can't vote for that. I'm America first. I don't care who gets mad at me. I support our great military, but I will not fund all of these countries anymore. And
I agree with you. So the time we have left, let me just talk about this.
Okay.
The fact that this is an election winner to get something done, more importantly, it's the right thing to do for children. Europe's already ahead of us banning it. And the fact that when I saw the news headlines, just to be mean, she's holding up the defense bill. No, you've been trying to get this done for years. And, and now they promised you and then they weren't going to do it. And that's what I'm told by other congresspeople, that so many Republicans act like they're for election integrity, act like they're anti-abortion, act like they're against the trans cult movement. But they actually don't do it when it comes time to vote because they're getting money. And I wonder if Chip Roy, I'm just asking the question, has gotten some of that Pritzker money or something, because this is where the rubber meets the road. And that's why I'm sad you're leaving. I'm not saying you're wrong to leave. I get it. I predicted you were going to leave 5 days before you did. I think she's just sick of it. You know, she's waiting for America to wake up more. She's out of for now because she's been a stalwart. She's been true. And you know, she's just making a statement, and then, you know, you announce that. But at the same time, it'd be great to have you continue on in there to be able to block legislation and then get good legislation passed. But just briefly, bottom line, what was the real catalyst? So I remember trying to get you on about a week before you announced you were going to leave, and you said, I just don't know what I'm going to do. You talked about some of the stuff going on and how you didn't get how these horrible globalists trouble bring into the White House. But then Patriots, he kicks out. It was just this betrayal. It wasn't about you wanting access. You had access, but just about seeing the agenda falter. And I was like, please stay, you know, try to keep spotlighting. You're just, well, I'll see. And I told Lizards the next day, I said, I talked to MTG. She didn't say she was going to quit, but I predict she'll probably quit or announce she's going to quit the next few weeks. And I'm not saying it was the wrong decision, but what was the final decision? Why did you do it?
Well, Alex, let's talk about the cost of staying in Congress. And I'll tell you the cost that I've already paid. This is the cost that I've paid to represent my great district. My office has reported over 773 death threats to Capitol Police. These aren't death wishes like I wish you would die, Marjorie. These are direct death threats that are prosecutable by law. That is what I have had to live under, me and my family. And then fighting this trans issue on children, because of that, when I introduced this bill, I was swatted at my home dozens of times, not just once or twice like some people. I'm talking about dozens of times, and received more death threats, and there have been very many convictions. There's people serving time in prison right now for threatening to murder me and then pleading guilty to it when they went to court, Alex. So this is the cost of me staying in office. But I'll go even further. I spent 6 years supporting President Trump, spent millions of my own dollars supporting President Trump. I traveled the entire country, spoke at, I can't even count how many Trump rallies I spoke at. I cannot even tell you how many conferences I have spoke at, how many states I have visited, defending President Trump. And I want to remind you, Alex, and everyone watching, I was one of the only Republicans that stood with President Trump after January 6th, when everybody else stabbed him in the back, turned their back on him, shook their hands and said they were finished with him and turned to support other Republican candidates for the next election in 2024. I was one of the only loyal, faithful people to President Trump. And I always have been. Now, here's the issue. Ever since he has become president, I have continued fighting for him here in Congress while he has been undermined time and time again. And I stood with the victims of Jeffrey Epstein, and I will never apologize for that. And I signed my name on a discharge petition to release the Epstein files. You want to know something? That is the right thing to do. I don't care about politics. I will stand with rape victims, women who were raped at 14 and 16 years old by rich, powerful elites. And I don't care whose name is on that list. I will stand with those women, and I'm so proud I did. But because I did that, Alex, literally in a matter of weeks, President Trump brings in the Al-Qaeda or ISIS terrorist, the new president of Syria, brings him into his office, embraces him and calls him a great man, sprays his Trump cologne all over him. Then he brings in the Crown Prince, MBS, brings him in, welcomes him in a warm reception. And he also brings in the newly elected mayor-elect of New York City, Mom Donnie, brings him in, loves that guy more than he can love anybody. And that was the matter of about a two-week time span that he called me a traitor because I stood with the victims of Jeffrey Epstein and other rich, powerful men that passed them around
and then he
in
wonders,
their circles.
Then he wonders,
but hold on, I want to go further. You and I want to know what happened to me right after President Trump called me a traitor, and I'm not a traitor. I have a 98% voting record with Donald Trump, 98%. That's not a traitor. Let me tell you some of the other people. Just last week, 13 Republican colleagues of mine voted with Democrats to overturn one of President Trump's executive orders that takes away the president's ability to fire federal workers because they're unionized. 13 Republicans did that, and then that very night, last week, after they did that, they went and put on their little tuxedos and their ball gowns, and they strolled right into the White House for the White House Christmas party with Donald Trump. That happened. And then we also have the Indiana Republicans that voted against redistricting. Did he call them traitors and called a primary all of them? Did he call those 13 Republicans that overturned his executive order, did he call them traitors and threaten to primary them? No, he did not, Alex. But you know what he did to me? He called me a traitor because I stood with women that were raped at 14 and 16 years old by Jeffrey Epstein, who is a spy and worked for Israel and worked for this country and covered up many people's crimes and covered up all kinds of disgusting things. And we all know it. But here's the problem. After President Trump, who I have supported more, I've supported him more than any of these other people that put on a MAGA hat for the first time after he won the primary in 2024. Let me tell you what happened. I got a pipe bomb threat on my house. I got a pipe bomb threat on my family construction business. We had death threats coming in. Then to top it off, like a cherry on a sundae, all brought to me by President Trump, who I have supported and helped get him elected, by the way, I got direct death threats on my own son. My own son got direct death threats all because of Trump's words, Marjorie Traitor Greene. That came from President Trump, direct threats on my child. So when people say, why are you quitting, Marjorie? I want to ask all of you, what price do I have to pay? Do I have to get killed by Charlie Kirk or even worse, watch my own son get assassinated like Charlie Kirk? No, I really want to ask the American people. I have paid a massive price and I have done it unapologetically and I have fought harder than anybody unapologetically. Alex, I am America first more than any single Republican elected in the House or the Senate. And I have laid it all on the line. But I want to ask you, Why should I try to help a president that calls me a traitor and I am fighting for his agenda? I'm even fighting for his agenda literally right now on my way out the door and trying to hand Republicans a victory that they can campaign against Democrats in 2026. But yet people want to attack me. Here's what people need to realize, Alex. It's the uniparty. No matter who is in charge, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. It doesn't matter who is the speaker. It doesn't matter who is the leader in the Senate. The uniparty controls the deep state of this country and nothing ever changes. And when you, the American people, learn that and stop sitting there behind a keyboard and being a keyboard cowboy and a keyboard warrior and venting all your little comments online. Your comments do nothing. Your comments change nothing. This swamp up here in Washington doesn't care about you. It only uses you for your votes to hold and control power. It uses you for your donations that you scrape out of your pocketbook and mail in to dirty politicians that lie to you
campaign after campaign and never deliver.
They never change, Alex. They never change.
You're on fire. Your record's clear. And my listeners ask me when I support you, most of them support you, by the way, well, who do you support, Trump or her? I know we see these bad actions by Trump. So many are good, where people that just disagree with him, that have a 98% agreement with him, are traitors. And then Republicans and Democrats that vote against him, he plays kissy foot with them, because we know from people around him, he doesn't actually understand all the machinery. He's admitted that, actually. And it's just wild that this is going on. So for me, paradoxically, I love what Kennedy's doing. I love what Gabbard's doing. I love him trying to stop the Ukraine war and all this. But at the same time, obviously, just from a political perspective, take the high road when Rob Reiner gets killed and his wife by the Sun. Come out and say, well, he was an evil guy, so that's why he got killed. We need to, when he's wrong, say this is not smart. And then those of us that are close to him get treated terrible when we're actually lovingly saying this. So we already know the answer to that. You're in the right overall. I side with you on this, not picking sides, just the truth is the side.
You don't have to pick sides. But that's
I understand.
It's not picking sides.
I understand. I'm saying that's in the public season. What I'm saying is, can we save Trump? Can he save himself? Because only tough love's going to do it. Can we extricate this? Can we win the midterms? Where does this go if he continues down this path of having all the traitor Republicans that vote against him in the White House because they kiss his ass? He only goes off like the DOJ head, the guy that really runs it. Todd Blanche, undermining him, attacking him, doing interviews attacking him. He knows Trump doesn't see it, but he kisses his ass. You actually say, hey, you're wrong on this because you care, and he takes that true loyalty of a true loyal person, will say when you're wrong. I'm very concerned. So can Trump be saved? What happens in the midterms on this course run?
Well, you should be concerned, and everyone is concerned. And here's the issue, though. I am very much... this is how I feel. I only take responsibility for myself, my own words, and that's it. And Donald Trump needs to take responsibility for himself and his words. What he said about Rob Reiner, look, we don't agree with Rob Reiner politically, but what happened to his family is a horrific tragedy. It's the same thing that many American families face, drug addiction and mental illness. The president of the United States, if he said anything at all, his comments should have been empathy, and he should have thought about all the American families facing the nightmares that the Reiner family was facing every single day. And he should have strictly stuck with that and said, this is a terrible tragedy, and we are praying for the Reiner family, because there's children. The Reiners have other children that have been left behind in this horrific aftermath of a family murder. And that's where, you know, I'm a Christian, Alex. I'm a Christian. I believe in forgiveness. I believe in compassion. I believe in praying for my enemies and forgiving my enemies, whether they ask for it or not.
Well,
look,
we gotta be consistent. We can't be mad at the left celebrating Charlie Kirk's death.
No.
And then Trump is like, well, he was a nasty, deranged person, and so he made somebody mad, and that's why, I mean, literally, we can put the statement up, and I'm sorry, folks. I'm not trying. The headline: Jones turns on Trump. No, I'm like, Trump needs to have people that'll intervene and say, "What are you doing?"
Yes.
Because he's literally he's stabbed to death at his wife, and Trump's like, "Well, he deserved it," and then he doubles down because he was a nasty person, and so people took action. What? No, his mentally ill, drug addict son did this. Just from a PR perspective, let's just say we're all sociopaths, which we're not. This is a horrible move by Trump.
Yes, it's horrible. Absolutely horrible. And you know what? I've seen reactions from every spectrum of MAGA. People have called it out because we're done with it. You know, we're sick of political violence. We're sick of political lawfare. We went through it for 4 years.
I mean, here he is saying reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his mass. So he's saying he's dead because of what he did. No, his son was a lunatic drug addict. Terror I mean, like, I just, why?
Exactly. Exactly. This is a horrible tragedy. It's a horrible murder by the hands of the Reiner's own son. This isn't Rob Reiner's fault for whatever his politics are or saying bad things about Donald Trump. But that shows an actual, what is wrong in his
head. Why does Trump think the drug addict's son that they've had major problems with did this because Rob Reiner, it's like, talk about narcissism. It's literally,
Alex,
it's literally Trump
Donald
saying,
Trump
oh, you talk
that.
Bad about me, you die.
Yes, exactly. How does Donald Trump justify their son murdering them, slicing their throats open, murdering them because of things that Donald Trump didn't like that Rob Reiner said, or Rob Reiner's attacks on him? What is wrong? What is in his head that he thinks that is in any way appropriate?
And here's what I'm saying to listeners. Most 90% agree with me, but I want to talk to those that don't. Guys, I love all the good stuff.
I'm not in a cult. I am not in a cult. People that think they have to defend every single letter or word or sentence of President Trump, if you think that's what you have to do, you are in a cult. I am not in a cult. I elected President Trump. I fought for him and put him in the White House. And again, I'll remind everybody, voted with him 98% of the time. Put him in the White House because I believed in America first policies. I don't believe in fighting every foreign war. I do not believe in calling affordability crisis. I don't believe that's a hoax. I don't believe raping 14 and 16-year-olds is a hoax. And I, you know, in President Trump, I went against him on bringing 600,000 Chinese foreign students.
Marjorie, in closing, you got to come back again soon.
H-1B visas. I don't support H-1B visas, and I don't support the state moratorium, AI state moratorium, taking away state rights on AI. I support state rights to regulate and make laws.
No,
on
I agree.
AI.
Let me stop you. You've always been on fire. You've always got a great record, always gut level, know you're good. My spirit tells me that. But in closing, you got to come back soon.
I have a 100% voting record, a conservative voting record, Alex. People need to judge me by my actions and
no,
not
they do.
By garbage.
Believe me, all
media.
My listeners, 90% love you. What I'm saying is some claim you were doing this position for governor or the president. Clearly, you're saying you got to have some rest from the swamp. So explain it to people. Bottom line, just what you're not leaving for some political career.
No. So Scott Jenkins that you all see go on CNN, who, by the way, is actually a consultant for Mitch McConnell. Scott Jenkins is a Mitch McConnell consultant, has been for a very long time. I don't even know Scott Jenkins. I don't even talk to him. I don't have his cell phone number. He doesn't have my phone number. I don't call him. I don't text him. I've never met with him. This guy has been going on TV, I guess whatever networks he goes on, and he claims that the whole reason I'm doing this is because I'm mad at Trump over some governor's race or Senate race. That is the biggest lie. That is a 100% lie. I put out a statement way back in, I don't know, was it April or May, that I was not running for Senate because I don't want to have anything to do with the Senate, Alex. Look at it. It's a uniparty controlled disaster because of the filibuster.
And then Trump said
they
he talked to you on the phone.
I don't want to
he
be
said
a senator.
He talked to you on the phone and said don't run for Senate. Did that phone call not happen?
No, that's not true. I never talked to Donald Trump on the phone. He never told me verbatim, do not run for Senate. As a matter of fact, Alex, he said over and over at his own rallies in front of his giant audiences, he was like, she'd be a great senator one day. And then at another rally, he would say, she'd be a great governor one day. But I never called Donald Trump ever and asked him to endorse me for governor or Senate. I never
He just
ever
went with Jenkins.
Did.
He
this
just
is
went
a
with...
lie. It is a complete lie. And it's being told by people that are lying about me and they have no clue what they're talking about because the White House is embarrassed by what Trump did to me. And they are trying to cover up their own embarrassment and they're trying to make Donald Trump look good when in reality he called me a traitor because of the Epstein files. It all goes down to the Epstein files, Alex.
Congresswoman,
and I'm
Congresswoman,
not running,
we got to go to break.
Let me tell you.
Hold on. Stay five
Senate.
More minutes. We got a hard
I'm
break. I know the
governor.
Vote's coming up. Let me talk to you in the break.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, a legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the great MTG says she's not running for governor and Senate. I sure hope she does now, but I don't think that's going to be happening. So in closing, you got to go vote right now. 2 minutes is all you got left. You wanted to make a point about baby with the bathwater, the good folks administration. Any other closing comments, MTG?
Yeah, I think the important thing to, for people to recognize is I fought for President Trump harder than anybody. I'm one of the only people that stood with the J6 defendants. I went in the jail fighting for them, and I campaigned for that man all over the country. I have a 98% voting record with President Trump. I have a 100 on the Liberty scorecard on Conservative Review. I am not a liberal. I am a America First Republican. And that's what people judge me by my actions, not what people lie about me and say. But here's the thing, Alex. I think going forward, people need to hold their elected officials. You need to hold them accountable. And hold them accountable, and that includes the president you voted for. I think there's a ton of great people in the administration. I really do. And I am thrilled with the border security. I could not be happier. I am loving the crackdown on the cartels. Cartels who have killed Americans, not foreign countries on our homeland. But I don't support the foreign wars. That's not what we voted for. I don't support H-1B visas. We didn't vote for that. I don't support AI data centers being built all over the country and states have no right to make laws or regulate. And I don't support Chinese students come in and taking your kids' place in a college or university. I'm against those things. And you know what I support? The president needs to be supporting the people that stood in line at all of these MAGA rallies, stood on their feet for 18 to 24 hours, camped out outside to get in. Those are the people the president needs to be supporting.
Sure.
And if we're going to be sending billions of dollars to foreign countries, none of that money should ever be used for a foreign country. That money should stay in America and make your life more affordable, especially when it comes to health insurance. But here's the thing. Here's what has to happen. You have to realize that you're getting the same result. $38 trillion in debt is soon going to be $40 trillion in debt. 2033.
So how do we change that in closing? Because the White House knows they're going to lose the midterm. You admit they really know what they did to you was bad. So what do they need to do? Is there any way to get Trump to turn around?
This is up to Donald Trump. He's a grown ass man that can make his own decisions. He is president of the United States for the second time, Alex. If he's going to turn it around, he needs to turn it around on his own. I am tired of the excuses that it's the people in his ear. I am sick and tired of it. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's responsible for himself, his actions and his words and the policies that come out of his office. And he's responsible for the people he hires. Last time we were mad about the people he hired in his first administration. Well, guess what? He's got a bunch of people in this administration, and we can't blame them this time. Donald Trump is president of the United States, and it's up to him to put America first. That's what people voted for. And if Republicans want to win the midterms, Republicans, they need to put into action with voting, legislation, and laws that are created that bring the voters back and want to put them back in power. Otherwise, we're going to see extremism blow up from the right and the left. You are literally going to have extremists, and those are going to be the new brand of politics. Those are going to be the new candidates that are supported. And
well, that's
every
right. Whatever
type,
you said, turn down the heat.
America First American will not be supported anymore.
That's right. When you said turn down the heat, a lot of the fake right wingers said, oh, you're saying sell out. No, we need to turn down the heat and come together.
No.
Incredible. I'm so proud of your work. Yep. This is an intervention with Trump. I'm still, no, it's better than what the Democrats are, but I get every point you made. The media will say, I'm attacking him. You bet. I'm attacking what's wrong to try to get him to course correct. I totally respect you. Now get in there. Tomorrow's the big vote on banning them, mutilating our children with the transgender garbage. So everybody needs to call Congress. Obviously, Democrats are all for it. So we need to contact Republicans, need to get that bill that you fought so hard through. MTG, we salute you. We love you. And I just can't wait to, see you and your crew again, because I really respect you.
Thank you, Alex. I'll be happy to come to Texas in all my future spare time. Okay. Love you, Alex. Talk to you later.
God bless you. You're awesome. Wow, that lady's the real deal. Maybe she'll be president someday. For those of you attacking her, you're idiots. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We want 10 billion more of your tax dollars. Look at me, I am your president now.
This grid holds the key to the future of humanity.
Oh. Master Control, I feel we have an intruder. Someone is hacking into the system.
Sir, Collector. The intruder is a user and an info warrior. Eliminate him.
Pick the wrong user to fight Sark. I'm an info warrior. Your program's corrupt. and I'm here to erase it.
They said, whoa, that was probably the best interview ever on your show with her out of probably 50, maybe the best ever, period. And people love to pick sides. Back when the Trump-Elon thing started 8 months ago, 7 months ago, people were like, I'm with Trump, I'm with Elon, most with Trump. And I said, we're not in high school picking the beauty queen here or the class president. The Republican establishment wants to get rid of Musk because they were making real accelerated changes and it was popular in polls. And now that's all admitted. It's all come out. Running off MTG and now all these other Republicans that are punching out is destructive, and Trump's poll numbers are the lowest ever in his 10 years of political action. So I know all the great stuff Trump's doing. I cheerlead it 90% of the time. So that's where we are. I'm doing this because we built the platform for Trump. We created the Tea Party. Ron Paul, myself, all of you. We've got the beachhead of the Republican Party. We got Trump in. We love the good stuff he does. And we're not going to sit here and watch corrupt special interests and other bad groups manipulate him. And we're not going to watch rhino Republicans that vote against him half the time kiss his ass and then have him there patting him on the head. And then MTG tells him, this is bad, I disagree with you. And he goes, yeah. And I've dealt with Trump the same way. His first admin, this one, hey, this is really bad, this person's bad, you better watch out. And most of the time, he doesn't like it. My God, you just call up and tell Trump how great he is all day. He'll tell you how great you are all day. I mean, conversations with Trump are literally sitting there, him telling you how great you are. I'm trying to be mean. He's called my wife up and told her that. And you know, I know that pat on the head makes most people feel good. It's great. I'll be like, sir, I don't want to talk about me. You got these people, this and that. You got to, you know. And sometimes he listens and goes and does something. So I'm not throwing him out with the bathwater, but I can't blame MTG for ejecting. You know, she had $20 million in the bank from her construction company when she got into office, and now she has almost nothing. The idea that, you know, she's leaving, you know, for money or whatever is all a lie. She's a very successful lady in her own right. Oh, she'd tell me, she'd call me all the time. We talk quite a bit, text, talk on the phone. She's invited me, you know, up to her place in Georgia and everything. Many times the family, she comes to have dinner all the time in Austin, just totally real lady. And even years ago, she's like, God, he has all these enemies around him, and they sit there, and he just wants yes men. And I know he's good overall, but oh, I'm so tired of it. And now she feels so good just being herself. More eloquent, more powerful. I mean, she was shining today. Because, hey, Trump will be gone in 3 years, folks. He ain't going to live forever. We put him in. We have to get the job done. And I'm not abandoning Trump. I'm backing up all the good stuff he's doing. But when he starts having bad instincts and doing things we know are wrong, I'm going to say something. And you should too, because he does listen overall when he gets it a bunch. You know, he's got Kennedy in there banning all the poison shots right now. That's his kind of apology. So the media will, the corporate media and the right wing will attack us. The left will say, oh, Jones turns on Trump. But you heard what we just really did in the last hour. Because it's not that I'm scared to go against Trump. I'm just not going against Trump overall. I mean, my God, I've had the globalists, you know, in off-record meetings, offer me $50 million a year in his first year in office. And they said, listen, if you don't take this, you're going to be sued, destroyed. And I said, all right. And they came back later in mediations, you know, lower-level people at that point, and said, stop now, this will all end. So I know who my mortal enemies are. And so I need Trump to succeed. He belongs to us. And that's for you. They're not going to put that on the news. You're going to see Jones turns on Trump. It'll be all over the place. Probably already is with MTG. It's not what you just heard. You heard her eloquently explain why she's taking a break and that, she, you know, what she went through and what happened. By the way, it's on record. She's been swatted over 20 times. But as soon as she said she was getting attacked this time, oh, you're a liar. Don't be a drama queen. I've never told you one-tenth of what's going on with us. This office, my house, all of it. No, I know. And she's not a traitor. And Trump's not a traitor. But we're not in a cult. And you got to be ready to challenge those people that represent you when you think they're wrong. That's what America's all about. Now, I played part of this, but that was an hour ago. I'm going to restart it and play the whole thing, and we'll sandwich it in with what I said earlier. But Candace Owens said, I have got what other people put out before, because I saw it before she picked it up, like 2 weeks before, hell, months before, Egyptian planes and all this stuff, shadowing Erica Kirk and, you know, all of this. And this is kind of the center of all the stuff, and I've investigated it all, and none of it pans out. Not saying there isn't some FBI cover-up of leftist accomplices, which we know they've done. And decoy saying, I shot Kirk so the bad guy could get away. And then you see the reported shooter who's confessed in court. He's all smiling, laughing with his trans tie on. Oh, he's such a sweet young man from photos. Now you see it. How's it going to look when this trial happens and there's all the witnesses and all the video of him saying he did it and everything? So I don't do this to attack Candace. This is just one piece. And since they've, even before they saw this, they've gone and reverse engineered it and gone and got all the real flight logs, integrated with the public logs. And I was told they were going to be presenting this to Candace Owens yesterday in that 4.5 hour meeting. That's why she came out and said, oh, I feel really good now. Yeah. And they presented her a bunch of the points that have been said with the facts, with the documents, like this. Did you know TPUSA was audited? Did you know there were federal investigations? This is exclusive stuff. Oh, no. Well, here they are. We're clean. You think we do something corrupt? You know, all money stolen, all this. Don't give your money to them. That's probably the worst thing she did just off rumors on the internet. Oh, Charlie didn't know what was going on money-wise. Charlie was in complete control of everything. They were knocking on doors. They were getting millions of kids to go vote. They did a great job. We need them to win the midterms. We need them to continue the good people in the cabinet that are there with Trump. So here's the whole 11-minute report. Some of you already saw the first few minutes, but I want to air it all here. And you can go get these flight logs yourself. TPUSA has gone and done this. The public ones, but you can pay more and get even more data. But even off the public data, 66% incorrect. And we're just correcting it. And if that's not right, Candace, you could just disprove it. But Candace is like, oh, I had a great meeting now. I bet you did. Because they had all the points and all the data and all the stuff. So we need to move forward and find out the 10 accomplices that said Charlie will be dead tomorrow. The FBI, we now know, did interview. That's exclusive. And Cash Patel doesn't want to indict them. Why? Because they don't want to make it a left-wing thing. They want to limit it, just like they're now blaming his own FBI, J6 pipe bomber, being a Republican, and even high-level FBI agents are blowing the whistle, saying the guy's autistic. It's a setup. The metadata doesn't even set up. Now, there's a problem with the FBI. We don't know exactly what they're covering up, but there is a cover-up. So I agree with Candace questioning things. It's just TPUSA, the Army, the French, the Egyptians, the Israelis, all they're all involved. Oh, just asking questions. Well, that's all we're doing and giving answers. Here's the report.
On September 10th, 2025, Charlie Kirk was shot and killed at Utah Valley University. Police say they have the shooter, there's a confession, DNA, and a recovered weapon. His name is Tyler Robinson. His parents identified him from FBI photos and helped turn him in. But online, a very different story has taken hold. A story claiming this wasn't a lone gunman, but a coordinated multinational operation involving Egypt, Israel, France, the United States, federal agencies, TPUSA executives, Bridget Macron, and even French legionnaires. And at the center of it all are two planes. Candace Owens has told millions of people that two Egyptian military aircraft, SUBTT and SUBND, tracked Erica Kirk's movements 73 times over 3 years.
Between 2022 and September of 2025, both of those aircrafts, SUBTT, the yellow plane, and SUBND, the blue plane, showed 68 overlaps with Erica's documented locations, okay? 68 overlaps. I have since been able to add now 73 times that this overlapped, okay? And 29 of those instances also happened to include Charlie. I am telling you this information has been completely verified. I am showing you this on a spreadsheet now. These are all the instances in which this plane, 68 instances that this plane crossed with Erica.
She says the odds of this happening randomly are
less than a 0.00000001% probability, okay, under random distribution models that these Egyptian planes coincidentally landed around Erica at these times.
In her words, the Egyptian planes hold the key.
The Egyptian planes hold the key, and that is obvious. Maybe these planes might be the key to everything. They hold the key to solving Charlie's assassination.
Egypt to Israel to France, the United States to TPUSA to Charlie's murder. This entire web rests on one claim, that these two Egyptian planes tracked Erica Kirk 73 times. To support it, Candace said she used Flight Radar 24 and showed a spreadsheet on her screen. I screenshotted that spreadsheet and rebuilt it line by line. She says she verified everything using Flight Radar 24. So I did exactly what she claimed she did. I bought the Flight Radar 24 business subscription, the same one she says she used. Then I went further. I purchased a $950 three-year flight log from FlightAware to independently verify every entry. When you compare what the planes are actually doing to what Candace claims they did, the results aren't close. 66% of her location claims are wrong. And in 60% of the cases, the aircraft is on an entirely different continent. She has devoted much of her last 21 episodes to tying Charlie Kirk's murder to an international conspiracy centered on these two aircraft.
Egyptian planes.
Candace claimed a source contacted her DIA hotline, alleging Egyptian passengers were escorted off one of the planes in Wilmington, Delaware by federal agents into a building housing the FBI, DOJ, DHS, and Secret Service. She presented this as evidence of U.S. government collusion.
I think we just want to know what he did wrong, okay? Because that email, that checks out. Yeah. Secret Service, the FBI, the DEA being involved, why this plane, the quote-unquote Egyptian plane, landed into Wilmington, that checks out.
She publicly questioned Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, and Joe Kent, suggesting they knew about this conspiracy and were covering it up.
I think we know why Kash Patel is out, right? I mean, I read this, checked it, verified it, and I just want to know why, Charlie. I want to know why the decision was made to murder Charlie Kirk, a decision that very clearly had to be approved by Charlie's friends.
She suggested TPUSA knew about the planes and tried to kill the story.
There are good guys everywhere. You know, lightness is always fighting darkness. And I received an interesting tip from a Fed that I'm going to share with you now that might be relevant. But Turning Point USA put in a personal request to try to get the Egyptian plane story killed, you know, and I find that to be very interesting. I find that to be very interesting. What is it about these Egyptian planes that Turning Point USA didn't want them to be discussed? I don't know. But I am going to find out. I think we kind of have found out in a weird, really effed up way, actually. And it makes my stomach turn.
She claimed Israelis, Zionists, and the U.S. government panicked when she mentioned them.
I can tell you that right now in government, there is real panic. There is real discussion happening regarding the Egyptian planes. It is 1,000% legit, and it caused a lot of panic. And we're getting a lot of phone calls now from people telling us it has caused panic.
And that Israel censored her TikTok videos about the planes.
Speaking of the unique relationship between Egypt and Israel, TikTok is hitting us for videos talking about the Egyptian planes. That's very strange. Israel's moderator served in the IDF, we know, and Bibi wants TikTok secured for Israel's future. Why do they care about Egyptian planes that were there? It's kind of coming together. There's a picture here that's coming together.
She linked the planes to France through Satis, a French aerospace company operating in Wilmington.
Now I consider Satis, which according to our source, our well-placed source, is a front, right? Suddenly this French company comes in and purchases, leases a hangar for only 2 years, okay? And immediately this becomes a location where our Egyptian military plane is going to land in Wilmington, Delaware. I don't think we can reasonably ignore that odd French company in Delaware now that our source proved to us that it certainly wasn't established to provide any maintenance to those Egyptian planes, and it was more than likely a front for something else. We should address that because I know that many of you guys were wondering whether or not Charlie's assassination was meant to distract us from the Brigitte Macron investigation. And rightfully so. That is a fair question. Where was Brigitte Macron on the dates that Egyptian plane was from 9-4 through to 9-11? Where was Brigitte Macron?
She further claimed Israel was connected because an Israeli firm is the second largest shareholder in Satis.
The second largest shareholder for Satis is Israel. Yeah, it's an Israeli firm based in Tel Aviv.
When you compare Candace's claims to the actual data, 66% are wrong. 39 of the 65 verifiable entries place the plane on the wrong continent. She says the planes are tracking Erica. The aircraft are thousands of miles away. These are not minor errors. They are continent-level inaccuracies. They collapse the foundation of her theory. But there's a deeper problem. Candace provides no verifiable evidence for Erica Kirk's location. No timestamps, no travel records, no photos, nothing. Her entire overlap model depends on data the public cannot verify, and that she herself cannot independently confirm. If her flight data is wrong 66% of the time, the real error rate for the supposed overlaps, once you account for Erica's unverified locations, is likely above 90%, which means the overlaps aren't real, and without them, the conspiracy collapses. And there's zero proof these planes ever tracked Erica. Not once. The story collapses the moment you check the receipts. Charlie Kirk's murder is a tragedy. Two children lost their father. A wife lost her husband. Millions lost someone they admired. And instead of honoring that, Candace Owens built a global conspiracy around his death, a patchwork of anonymous emails, wild speculation, and insinuation stitched together around a fraudulent spreadsheet. It's insane. She's accused innocent people of murder. She's accused Charlie's closest friends of betraying him. She took the people Charlie loved most, the people he built TPUSA with, and she taught millions to vilify them. She's been strawmanning the case against the man who's most likely responsible for Charlie's death, Tyler Robinson, while she also steelmans her international assassination plot that just happens to circle back to the same obsession she had long before Charlie was murdered. And when you look at the real data, the timestamps, the logs, the flights themselves, her entire story evaporates. As Candace would say,
it's so fake and gay.
The overlaps aren't real. The conspiracy isn't real. The only real thing is the damage Candace has done to the people Charlie loved most.
Well, the Bill of Rights is a stumbling block on the way to shutting down speech that the left doesn't like, at least in government. But there's a new avenue for those who would like to censor what you say and think, and that's corporations. The left have wised up to this. If you want to stop someone from telling the truth, use companies to do it, the social media giants, and they are.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
So far, the most prominent casualty of the crusade against free expression has been the radio show host Alex Jones.
There is a concerted effort by the Democratic Party and multinational corporations and big tech to silence conservative and nationalist and populist voices.
There's also guys on CNN that spend their whole day calling Facebook and saying, can you ban this person?
He may be America's best-known conspiracy theorist, but this week, Alex Jones's content will be a little harder to find.
Shame on the mainstream corporate media for not defending the First Amendment, but instead attack-dogging, calling for federal regulators to shut down independent free press working with big tech.
People know what's true. They can smell it.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
In a free country, everyone can be heard. In totalitarian societies, only the powerful can be heard.
Well, I've always pledged to you to go where the facts lead. And sometimes I can give you an answer right away because I got to research. So I mean well towards the Kirk family, Candace Owens, all of them. But you just got the planes debunked. We'll be right back with a special guest.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month. But we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact that it has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effect that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance,
sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VFM members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VFM membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the Infowars.com studios in the recaptured state of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I love truth, and I love facts, and I love history, and I love research, and I love on-the-ground smarts. And I get there's a lot of people waking up that they've been lied to, but a lot of them don't have any depth or context. So this is kind of an insult to the information. I only do 25 minutes on it. So when I ask Andrew Mayer, who I've been interviewing for 15 years or whatever it was, since he got tasered criticizing the war in Iraq, and they said, you know, don't tase me, bro. So that shows what an evil, you know, warmongering Jew he is. And I've got to be friends with him, and we had a video game together. He did a great job in the business, did everything he said he would do. He's a really sweet guy. And I didn't know until he texted me yesterday that one of the head rabbis involved with his temple in the U.S., Rabbi Eli Schlanger, was killed there amongst other rabbis in Sydney a few days ago. And he just sent me a text that said, I appreciate your coverage. Well, I said, why? I'm just covering the facts here. Yet everybody immediately say it's a false flag. Netanyahu staged it. Now look, Netanyahu or Israeli intelligence, they both blame each other, stood out on October 7th. That doesn't mean Hamas backed by Hezbollah didn't attack. And yeah, working with Qatar, Israel did fund Hamas. That's all come out. So I just cover facts. But if you look at all the Arab groups and Muslim groups, I've been studying this for decades, and it gives me a headache, and it's constantly changing. Okay, so you got reformists like the UAE leading it, following Saudi Arabia's following their lead. Do I trust that? Whatever. You've got Qatar funding the mass murder of Christians in others in Sudan. And then, you know, Qatar's got our base and all the rest of it. It's anything in geopolitics is twisted. But when it gets into the Middle East, it's the most twisted. I mean, it just, because it's constant flipping. You know, the head of Al-Qaeda one day, now he's a good guy at the White House. So, and then I've studied all the Jewish factions, and I know more probably than most Jews, gives me a headache. And then I get to see all these people, either leftist Jews or right-wing Jews, leftist Jews allied with expansionist Muslim Brotherhood that literally wants to kill them, and then right-wing Jews over here wanting total war, and then the establishment kind of ADL Jews that target me as the main guy. And I'm sitting here like literally in the middle of this, trying to stop nuclear war. And then I'm also like, oh, a nuclear reactor, Chernobyl's leaking. Why cover for Jews? A hurricane's about to hit. Cover up for the Jews. Literally on X, if I put a story up about brush fire, we must only cover Jews, and we must describe everything as Jews. I'll cover corruption out of different sectors of Jews all day, because God, Jews are prominent, powerful, everything else. Power corrupts, absolute power comes from looting. But I don't do it from a place of hate and also a place of magical power given to say everything is that. Day one, Charlie Kirk killed by Jews. Every piece of evidence must be twisted to say that. It's crazy. So when I learned that Andrew Myers, the temple he goes to in the U.S. is involved with this rabbi that was killed, and then we see all this footage of guys who pledge allegiance to ISIS, shot videos. We have thousands of imams because they're launching the new jihad. I mean, so many clips I can't even follow it, saying, kill, 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 kill. And when I post the clips from Palestinian TV saying, when we capture Israel, we're going to rape the women and put them in slavery and kill all the men, because that's the Quran. People go, that's a fake clip. No, it's on Palestinian TV. Does that mean why battle Palestinians? No, when Israel does stuff that I think violates the Geneva Convention, I say it's wrong. I call balls and strikes, folks. I don't work for Qatar, Israel, the Russians, the Democrats, the Republicans. I just sit here and try to be as honest as I can. Doesn't mean I'm always perfect. But I literally think somebody needs to actually just dig into things. And so I've got all the intel. Flynn said it a week before the National Guard was shot. He said, I've got the intel. You're about to see an Islamic Jihad. Well, now it's been announced. And right, and the night before they killed all these Jews and other people that were around there, they were celebrating saying we're going to kill everybody soon. So, and you get baseball fields being shot up because they learn a Christian prayer is being read in Houston. You got the buddy trying to blow up people in Fort Worth of the guy that shot everybody up D.C. So the bottom line is this. The problem is it's just impossible to get into all this. The Arab Spring, the Muslim Brotherhood, is allied with Klaus Schwab, the Democrats, the EU, the Democrat, Obama, overthrowing our allies like Egypt, putting in radicals, raping Laura Logan in the middle of it. Remember all that? Oh, that was a false flag, too. Netanyahu paid him to rape her. The point is that you got 2 billion Muslims, and the dominant group pushing jihad is Muslim Brotherhood. You got all sorts of Muslims apologizing that are reformist and aren't part of it, and that's great. I don't want to kill the Muslims, and I don't want a crusade to go get them and destroy them. I want a crusade to promote our values and protect our people. So I'm going to stop ranting there. We should probably do a podcast for 2 hours. Let's just do it. Maybe next Saturday I'll do a 4-hour podcast, and we'll do 2 hours with you to do a deep dive on this, Andrew. But I've known you for years. You're a smart guy. You know what you're talking about. And you're also anti-war. And act like, you know, Jewry is one cult, one brain. I can go show you 1,000 rabbis saying different things. With the imams, 90% is we're conquering, we're killing, we're taking over. They need a reformation. Reformation. And so, you know, where is their Martin Luther? But I wanted to just spend a few minutes with you. We'll do a 2-hour podcast if you can do it. Or I guess you can't do it on Saturday, but it's an emergency. You probably do it. Maybe we'll do one Sunday, or we'll tape one sometime. The point is that's why I do the commercial free stuff. To get into this, because this is crazy. And again, I'll cover Israel, the USS Liberty, Levon affair, anything real. There's plenty to cover. The point is there's all this other stuff. And if we don't cover that, we're literally blinded. But this is the new clash of civilizations, where I see so many populists and right wingers, not the majority, but a big minority, saying, no, this had to be staged. Muslims don't do this. You're working for Israel because they've sided with Islam because they're so obsessed with Israel. And my point is, okay, let's just say Israel's pure evil, which I'm not even saying. Do not say that Islam is controlled by Israel, because it's not. And there's not 2 billion Jews. Even if you say every Jew is like a secret vampire and all, you know, hive mind doing this, what about Islam? So that's where I'm at. But I just wanted to get your take, kind of a prelude. Maybe we can have you back tomorrow or something for a whole hour. But we'll do it if you can set it up. That's probably just the way to do it, not wait for podcasts. Is this in general, you know, the branch of Judaism you're in? I saw the Jews that survived. They seemed very eloquent. Right after it happened, they told the truth. All the videos that came out proved they were right. The police standing down. Now they're blaming right-wingers, saying that's the real threat. The prime minister saying they're going to take the guns. I mean, just all of this, watching this and knowing this is building up, and this is the class of civilization the globalists are planning, and just where you see all of this going, because this is here. I mean, Islam, the Muslim Brotherhood has said they're launching their offense. And we said months ago, get ready, and now it's beginning. And it's allied with the left. What do you think overall is about to happen, and how do we stop it? Andrew Mayer at alexjonesgame.com. You produced a great video game. And the Andrew Mayer on band.video. I guess you're still banned on X. You should get back on there. We should talk to Elon about that next time I talk to him. So, Andrew, we only got limited time, but that's kind of my prelude there. What do you say to all that?
Well, I think you're right on the money. Literally every single thing that you said, right on the money. As to your question, where are things going? This is a PR offensive, a charm offensive. As you said, there are attacks planned in the West. We're already seeing it happen. The Christmas festivals across Europe, you know, we're seeing Islamic terrorism at these events. And then you go online, and even when there's a shooting in Australia just now, you're seeing people, even supposed right-wingers like the Groypers, saying, oh no, this was a false flag immediately. No intelligence at all, just, this is a false flag, Israel did it. And then some of them are even celebrating, which shocked me, to see these people celebrating because some Jews were killed. Christians were killed as well. And this is the problem in the West. It's Muslims are willing to kill and rape Christians and Jews, but Jews are being used as a lightning rod to make this acceptable. Oh, well, the Jews deserve it, so let's not punish the Muslims who are raping and murdering. It's could not be more black and white. The solution to these problems, they must go. Across Europe, the word is remigration. England, Germany, Sweden, France, you know, the terrorist attacks in Nice or Charlie Hebdo, these weren't all Mossad attacks. This is Islamic terrorism. But because Israel is geopolitically unpopular, not without reason. There are reasons to not like Israel's politics, but that does not excuse Islamic terrorism or make it good for Muslims to come to the West en masse. If you look at their behavior in the West, it's raping, murdering, terrorism. This is not helpful for America, obviously, but it is helpful for communists, the left, the Red-Green Alliance, to divide and conquer America by pushing the idea that, oh, Jews and Christians were murdered in a Western nation? Well, obviously, Israel did it. It takes the blame totally off the culprits.
Look at the left, clearly killing Kirk, now that we've seen the scumbag in court smiling, laughing with his trans tie. And we've all been convinced, and I saw top Arab leaders admitting, they funded day one saying Israel killed Kirk. They've got our number.
That's exactly it. They're using Jews as a lightning rod to take the blame off of every evil thing. And that's exactly what I was going to say. Just like Bondi Beach, they're blaming Israel instead of the Muslim terrorists that did it. They take the blame off of the trans cult, the insane leftist.
Well, you know, that's what I do. When some faction of Jewry, and the Jews, some Jews call that even racist, what Jews call it. When some faction, there's a bunch of them, does something wrong, I cover it like any other faction of the communist Chinese, or the Republicans, anybody, or Trump's doing something wrong. And then they go, oh, you're finally bowing to us. It's like this, you must come to us and prove it's, you know, it's all the Jews, and then we're the bosses. And it's just retarded. It's totally retarded.
The coverage that Israel and Jews are getting these days, it's beyond stupid. Like, there's a way to criticize Israel and Jews using facts. I've seen Alex do it many times. And then there's this low IQ, absolutely demonic stuff that I've seen Candace Owens do. And it's just insane. And even more than her attacking Jews, what offended me the most about Candace Owens in recent months is her attacking Erica Kirk, implying that she's involved with her own husband's murder. Like, the Bible teaches us to be kind to widows. To attack a widow grieving for her husband and accuse her of being complicit in her husband's murder is one of the most evil things I've seen in modern times. Absolutely demonic.
Well, my issue is that it's sucking all the oxygen out and the left is celebrating it. And again, Obama, it's on record, folks, and the WEF and all of them are backing Islam, Muslim Brotherhood. And we've got all these other Muslim countries that are wisely, like, I mean, just you name it, UAE, even Saudi Arabia, you've got all these other ones saying, no, for years, this is not us. So, explain the Red-Green Alliance to people that's backing Mondami, Sadiq Khan, all of them.
So, for people that don't know, the Red-Green Alliance, the red is the red of the communist flag. The green is the green found in many Muslim nations' flags. And these factions, the communist Chinese, many Muslim nations, they are buying up influencers in the right. This is happening. I talk to high-level people. They go to these things in D.C. They're offered money from Israel, and they're offered money from the Muslims. They're offered money from the communist Chinese. This is an open secret that Any influencer, if you have enough people following you on Twitter, you can get a nice pack of cash for pushing whatever the agenda is of these foreign nations. And if you track some of these people on Twitter, it's not too hard to figure out who's playing for which team. They should be forced, like NASCAR drivers, put their endorsement. If you're getting Israeli money, if you're getting Muslim money, communist Chinese money, put it right
there. Well, I'm not even defending Netanyahu, but when he announced we're in an eight-front war, we've got to start investing even more. Yeah, look at Israel's funding and scrutinize it, and when it manipulates our politics, ban it. But they act like, oh God, we caught the Israelis giving money. That's they're public about it. China is a billion and a half people and 100 times economy, and Qatar, it is true, they over-exaggerate Qatar's doing everything, but Qatar admits they spend $4 billion on this, and you've got all these other groups funding it. Exactly. I get funded by the listeners that buy our products at theoliveshowstore.com. But I got to tell you, it's very clear with all these other talk show hosts, they are getting paid by one group or another.
You know, Mike Cernovich and the directors John Dutoit and Scooter Downey were very early to this. They made a documentary called Blood Money years ago where they exposed Qatar giving money to the left and to the right. And the neocons especially were getting this money, which is the funniest thing for the neocons to be getting the Muslim money. But it is what it is. Like the people in politics, the people in media, you have to check who is funding them. The great thing about InfoWars and Alex Jones, you know exactly who's funding him. You are. It's the people buying the products. It's not some foreign nation. It's not some government or some secret interest. That's why InfoWars has had to fight so hard, because Alex is the real deal. Alex is telling the truth. And so many of these other people, they are bought and paid for, and they can skate by. Like, there's Elijah Schaefer's operation doesn't make sense. You look at Elijah Schaefer, all of the people that he employs, and then you look at his video and his content, he is not nearly making enough money to pay for his expenses. He is definitely taking money. I could go through, we could audit a bunch of different people on Twitter. It's like, what is this operation? Why are they saying certain things? And you could just look at it and say, this doesn't make sense. These people are taking foreign money.
Well, all I know is, I don't know about Elijah Schaefer or any of that, I haven't really followed it. All I know is there is massive disgorgement of money by corporate interests, government interests. It's all over the place. And I'm not defending Israel. I want people to be awake and look at everything. People seem to think only Israel engages in stuff. Then you've got the whole Rothschild angle that's anti-Netanyahu. People act like Israel's one camp. Can you give us a snapshot on, from your view, what the camps are in Israel?
Israel, you have the right-wingers, you have Netanyahu, and you have people a little further than him on the right, like Ben-Gvir. And then you have people on the left. Some of these people would even open the border in Israel, which is the funniest thing. I always hear in America, open borders for Israel. It's like, you don't understand. The leftists in Israel, they say the same thing there that they say in America. Being disconnected from God, that is what creates the division in the factions in America, in Israel. So on the right, you have Netanyahu, who's basically the neocon of Israel, you know, the George W. Bush of Israel. And then you might have people further to the right of him. Hopefully they have their Trump one day. You know, they don't have these neocon warmongers. But then you have the left there, and they're as problematic as the left would be here. They want
to. Well, I was about to say, not all these Jewish charities, they're not the biggest, they're the second biggest, the Catholics are the biggest. What are the Catholic charities and the Jewish charities doing flooding Europe and the U.S. with the very most rabid Muslim Brotherhood? What is the sick plan there?
So the funniest thing to me is the name of that plan the is always brought out, the Kalergi plan. Kalergi was a Catholic. You know, obviously the highest, the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society, these people, these liberal Jews, they're some of the biggest problem flooding America, flooding Europe with immigrants. But the Kalergi plan that's always talked about, Kalergi was a Catholic. And the Catholic charities, the Pope himself, the last two popes who have said, you know, it's wrong to push away the migrants. You know, what they want, they're losing their base, the people giving money in the West. And so they want the global South to invade Europe, America. They
well,
need
you just said it. It's, I love the average Catholic.
The
they're great people, but it's on record the Vatican's taking massive Chi-Com money.
Wow. That's news even to me, Alex. That's a new one.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. Oh, well, the Vatican's taking huge Chi-Com money.
Incredible. That one's even news to me. I will say the Chinese and the Muslim money, it's not only buying influencers, like big names, but you can go on X Spaces, Twitter Spaces, all the, it's 24/7 that there are spaces running on Twitter, whether it's a Diligent Denizen or any of these other characters. They're running spaces clearly intended to divide and conquer America, to try and push the idea that President Trump, oh, President Trump is owned by Israel, he's a bad guy. What do they then replace him with when they're trying to assassinate Trump's character all the time? They're not saying anything pro-America. They're leaving the door open for the left that had been slammed shut. There was no way for the Democrats or the left to contemplate winning an election in 2028. But now all the division that these paid actors on Twitter Spaces, which Raylan Stark calls out all the time, by the way, he's shadow banned. I'm banned on Twitter for calling this stuff out. These people have opened up a lane for the left to win an election. They've taken all, as you said, Alex, they suck all the air out of the room. And so instead of talking about prosecuting the left for Charlie Kirk's assassination, instead of talking about prosecuting deep state traitors, we're talking about, oh, was it Israel that killed Charlie Kirk? Was it the Jews that are behind Islamic terror? All of these absolutely retarded nonsense conspiracies versus the real conspiracies of there is a domestic terror network funded by George Soros, funded by the left, the Antifa professors all over the United States, open sedition from the deep state, and none of this is being prosecuted because morons on Twitter Spaces, on X, are getting promoted, funded, and pushing these retarded fake conspiracies all day.
Well, Nick Fuentes is on tomorrow, and we're going to talk about this because, I mean, I don't want to be politically correct, so I think some of what Nick says is true, but you know, he said, well, the Islamic threat's not really a threat in America. It is in Europe. But it's allied with the left, all part of this Red-Green Alliance. It is. And we'll get you back on to talk about this more in detail, but I just briefly explain it. So this rabbi that got killed is associated with your temples. I mean, your sect of Judaism?
I attend Chabads. I've attended Chabads across America. That's where I've gone for Shabbat for many years. And to see a Chabad rabbi killed in such a senseless attack, it was horrifying to see that. And then to see literally Nick Fuentes' people, some Groypers, celebrating the attack. And it wasn't just a rabbi shot and murdered. Christians murdered too. And some of these people were celebrating the attack. It's one of the sickest things I've seen. I heard you say you're going to have Nick on tomorrow. I've offered him a debate, not just on big shows like we've talked about on the InfoWars before, but for years now, Nick Fuentes has run from debating me because a lot of what he says is indefensible, and he knows it. Nick Fuentes,
well, I don't think Nick's going to defend the killing of people in Sydney. My point is that Islam is already a major threat. The Muslim Brotherhood is the most virulent form. The left, Obama, all of them launched the Arab Spring. That's what makes it even more dangerous is you have a globalist alliance with it. And so anybody, you know, doesn't understand that, they need to understand that. Wow. In closing, how do people find you, Andrew Mayer?
Well, I'm not on Twitter. I wish I could say find me on Twitter at the Andrew Mayer, but I'm banned. So tell Elon, bring me back. I have a Substack at the Andrew Mayer. You know, if enough info warriors want to see some content, you could follow me there, and I'll put out some articles. But you know, the biggest, honestly, I'm laying down gauntlet right now. Nick Fuentes, you've been running from debating me for 7 years. What are you afraid of, Nick? Have the real debate, the one that you've been running from for 7 years. Alex, thank you so much for having me on. I just want to tell people, more than supporting me, support Alex. This man is the tip of the spear. I just got your newest hat, Alex. Amazing hat. A great hat at the InfoWars store. And I know you've got
Thank you. Well, we're maxed out, so people don't support us, we won't be here. Thank you, Andrew. I want to get you on, though, to give your take on this. Look, folks, I'll criticize all the corrupt interests inside every major power structure. Power corrupts. Absolute power tends to corrupt. Absolutely. That's Lord Acton said that, and it's true. Everybody gets to get criticized, including me. All I'm saying is that Islam is rising. It's allied with the globalist left. It's making its move. And every time I talk about it, I get, oh, you're paid by Israel to say that. Oh, My wife, 2 weeks ago, HEB, 9:30 at night, has a Muslim run up in the whole nightgown and screaming at her she shouldn't be out in public at night. I mean, that's Sharia law. There, it's rolling out. It's everywhere. And I'm addressing it. And it's not the only issue we cover. Obviously, we cover a lot. Harrison Smith is taking over right now with the War Room. Be sure and join us. And, yeah, remember, we got the big sale going, the Fudge Operation, the biggest yet, 60% off on Ultramethylene Blue, the Shillage, the Irish Sea Moss, until the 23rd, thealexjonesstore.com. I cannot run this operation without you. We're just calling balls and strikes. Doesn't mean I'm always right, but I've got a very good accuracy record overall, better than basically anybody out there, and I'm very thankful that God gave me the intellect to do that. But we're trying to get people to have a 35,000-foot view. God bless you all.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.